KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading. Everybody calls and say liars. Yeah!
Get our early bird AC tune-up special now. Call Alliance at 2212-642.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Attention veterans. Did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Bluff Roundup is on. April 17th, 18th, and 19th. Get your tickets now. Over $350,000 is up for grabs for 700 competitors. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets are on sale now, so grab the best seats while you can. It's constant action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is Patriot Day, brought to you by Foodmax and Outback Contractor. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7, and an after party with live music. Saturday brought to you by Sierra Pacific Industries and Windows at Big Time Pest Control. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30. And an evening concert with country music star Corey Kent. And Sunday is Davidson Heyman Family and Friends at Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Roundup office or online at RedBluffRoundup.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Looking to grow your business locally? Get your message heard loud and clear on KCNR Radio, serving all of Shasta County. Whether you run a small business, a local service, or have an event that needs buzz, KCNR's trusted hosts and loyal audience can help your brand stand out. Affordable packages, custom ads, and a voice that delivers results. Advertise smart, advertise local, advertise with KCNR Radio. Visit KCNR1460.com or call 530-605-4565.
The lawn, feeding the new grass plants, you're also getting that seed starter to help that seed process get established, get that seed growing, because you want to get that up and growing before the hot temperatures start to arrive.
Perfect. So either one of these products is not part of the full lawn care program. But you do have that full lawn care program, with the 5 applications in, cool season and I believe warm season, depending upon the grass, correct?
That is correct. So we offer the cool season, which, most of your listeners would need the cool season lawn care program. But we also have some warm season programs. So the people that are in warmer climates that have St. Augustine grass, Bermuda grass, Zoysia grass, we have the programs that will feed those lawns as well throughout the growing season. So it's just a little bit catered to those. But we do have the different fertilizer programs that's going to feed your lawn from the early spring through the winter. And the nice thing about natural alternative fertilizers is they're made from organic and based ingredients. The full program will cover 6,000 square feet. And when you're looking at, what's in our bag, everything that's in the bag of fertilizer is usable by the plant. There's no fillers in there. So I think it's really important to know that, our fertilizers were designed by somebody that understands soil and the grass plants. So we want to build a strong foundation in the soil for those grass plants to grow on. Again, we're going to start early spring, take you all the way through your winter application. Our fertilizer is phosphorus-free, and it's full of nutrients that your lawn needs at the right time. Plus, you get the benefit of fertilizer, which is going to add organic matter to your lawn to help it grow strong roots, protect the lawn against seasonal stress, and then it helps to release trapped nutrients into the soil. Anybody that gets busy during the year and forgets to apply, we do have a reminder list. So if you're interested and you're purchasing online, you can always put a note to be added to your reminder list. We can call you, text you, or email you to let you know when is the next time to put your fertilizer down. And you'll find our lawn fertilizer program under the lawn section of our website, and that's natural-alternative.com. You can use your PPGC coupon code to get 10% off.
Awesome. Now, with the program, I mentioned it's a 5-application program. I kind of want to have you just go over it a little bit for those who don't know, why we're doing the 5 applications versus, that 4-step program that somebody else.
Sure. Sure, not a problem. So when, our lawn care program was developed, again, it was developed by, my boss who created the lawn care service, Natural Lawn of America, and Natural Alternative. We want to be able to provide smaller meals for your lawn. So if you think of your body, sometimes they say it's better to have smaller meals throughout the day so that, you're not eating too much all at once and then you're just exhausted. So this is providing the nutrients to your lawn to slowly feed your lawn throughout the growing season so you're not stunting the growth or pushing too much top growth, because we want to focus on the roots. The roots are what's holding the plant, and developing a strong root system is the foundation to your lawn. So it's important to us to have those 5 steps. This summer is, the one that a lot of people think that they don't need, but it's a corn gluten-based product, so you're still getting some nitrogen down, but it's a slower feed, and you're continuing to feed it. Plus, you've got some good microbes in there as well. So it's just, a 5-step program designed to feed your lawn slowly over the course of throughout the year.
Awesome. Now, we need to take a break. More to come with Karen from Natural Alternative, so stay tuned. We'll be back in a few.
Financial Group is not a law firm.
Ask yourself this question. Is it really worth holding on to that timeshare that you need to get rid of? Here's the truth. The average maintenance fee just went up over 17%. That could have been 117%, and there's nothing you can do about it. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check for annual maintenance and assessment fees. I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group. For 15 years, I've helped over 50,000 families cancel their timeshare. Not sell it, not transfer it, cancel it. Did you buy a timeshare because they told you it was a great investment and your maintenance fees would never go up? That's a lie. Are you ready to get rid of your timeshare once and for all? Simply call us and I'll send you our timeshare exit kit that explains all your options for cancellation.
Call Wesley now for your timeshare exit kit. 800-960-3377. That's 800-960-3377. 800-960-3377.
Hey, John, why so glum?
I just got let go. The company's downsizing. This is the third time in the last 2 years. I'm done with this.
Have you thought about My Computer Career? I've heard they can train you for a career in IT in just a few months, including cybersecurity and the basics of AI, and you don't need prior training or experience. Now that's a recession-resistant career.
Wow, thanks. I'll check them out.
Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation. Mycomputercareer.edu, an elite CompTIA certification partner.
Financial aid is available to those who qualify, including VA benefits.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
The disastrous nexus of social media usage and political parlays comes into sharp focus. And can the Federal Reserve handle the sticker shock from the war in Iran? Find out on Liberty Nation Radio.
author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
I am an American veteran. I am proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works, and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you get a tax deduction into the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-432-3614. 800-432-3614. 800-432-3614. That's 800-432-3614.
Every day, thousands of women across America go for a run, expecting to return home safely. But the brutal murder of Laken Riley by an illegal immigrant shook the nation. Laken did nothing wrong. Her story is every woman's fear. It could have been anyone. Her killer should have not been here. That's why so many are relieved to see law enforcement taking action, securing the border, and deporting violent criminals. Women deserve safe communities. Yet, many college campuses celebrate and vow to protect illegal immigrants. Campus reform exposes this dangerous reality. A secure border and removal of criminal aliens are essential to public safety on campuses and beyond. America's education institutions should not stand in the way. Visit campusreform.org. Restoring truth, correcting bias in education, one story at a time. A series brought to you by the Leadership Institute and Radio America.
Reach your destination, not the ditch, with Issy Tire Socks, the amazing new solution to keep you from slipping and sliding in snow and ice. And anyone can install them in minutes for emergency traction and quick trips in the winter. Issy is the global leader in tire socks, and it's no wonder why. Issy is an essential part of your winter emergency kit, whether you drive a car, SUV, or light truck. Give the gift of grip for safer driving. Available at Amazon, Walmart, and other major retailers. Don't get stuck. Get Issy, I-S-S-E, really, Issy.com.
Hey, John, why so glum?
I just got let go. The company's downsizing. This is the third time in the last 2 years. I'm done with this.
Have you thought about My Computer Career? I've heard they can train you for a career in IT in just a few months, including cybersecurity and the basics of AI, and you don't need prior training or experience. Now that's a recession-resistant career.
Wow, thanks. I'll check them out.
Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation. Mycomputercareer.edu, an elite CompTIA certification partner.
Financial aid is available to those who qualify, including VA benefits.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We are talking with Karen from Natural Alternative. We've talked a lot about lawn care, the lawn care program that they have, as well as some different products that you can mix into the program. I want to talk about another product that you have for the post-emergent weed control.
Sure. So we offer a product for weeds that have already germinated and come up. It's called Audios. So when your lawn starts to wake up, so do the weeds. And weeds are starting to pop up down here in Maryland, so we're seeing a good bit of them. And some of these, you know, they have this life cycle that they pop up. And then will go away within, you know, a month or so. So if you're okay with that, that's fine. You don't need to use anything. But if they are a problem for you and you don't want them to be seen in your lawn, this product, Audios, as you said, is a post-emergent weed control. Now, the nice thing about Audios, it's 100% organic and it's OMRI listed. And the weird thing to think about it is it's a salt-based product. So a lot of people think, won't that attack my lawn? And the answer is it's designed to attack the weed and not the lawn, so you're not harming your grass plants. So this is actually a powdery type of product, and you'll want to mix it in a hand can with some water and spray it on your weeds. And we always say you want to spray until the point of runoff at the base of the plant. Some weeds will take more than one application depending on their growth stage, and you can reapply every 7 to 10 days, but it's safe to use on all grass types. Obviously, in the warmer climates, you don't want to apply it anything over 85 degrees because it can harm your actual grass. But again, this is designed to attack the weed and not your lawn, but it will work well on things like dandelions, some of the weeds that are popping up now, such as henbit and bittercress. It's just a good product. It's a safe product. And I always like to tell people it helps to put a drop or two of dish soap in the container as you're mixing it. It's going to help the product adhere to the plants, kind of like a surfactant. So you don't want to make the liquid sudsy, but enough to give it a little bit of kick to help it stay there longer on the plant. Again, you can find this on our website at natural-alternative.com under the lawn section. And you can use the coupon code PPGC, and that's going to get you 10% off. And, of course, we ship free shipping, so it would ship out via UPS.
Awesome. That's a great one to use, on a lot of different, a lot of different weeds that are starting to pop up now. Cause that's one of the things that happens a lot right now, right? We see a few weeds and it's not really time in, if you were to look at other programs, some other programs have a heavy killer
on
broadleaf weeds, and it's supposed to be, the second application. But what happens when this is going on during the whole first application and you're really just trying to prevent the crabgrass? So this is a great one to have.
And I think it's important to talk about those heavy hitters that are in some of those other products. This is not going to do any damage to that soil life. You know, you have a microenvironment down there where the earthworms are and the beneficial microbes. And so you're protecting that environment down there versus killing off anything that's down there and the beneficial. So we want to make sure to protect that plant life and that soil life.
Yeah, it's very important. We talk about it a lot, you and I, but I talk a lot on air of how important the soil structure, the soil system is in order for that grass to be successful. And so using a product like this is going to be more beneficial, just even based off of, the fact that it's organic. It doesn't have a very long residual.
Correct.
So now, for those of you guys that want to give us a call, our phone number here is 339-645-0201, and we're going to take a break. We'll be back in a few.
Seconds of service.
This 60 seconds of service is presented by T-Mobile. Those who serve, save. Military families get exclusive savings with T-Mobile, America's best network, according to Ookla speed test. So you can stay connected wherever duty calls. Visit t-mobile.com/military-savings to learn more.
Across America, local posts of the veterans of foreign wars, many founded by Vietnam veterans, serve as community anchors. From food drives and disaster relief to holiday meals and youth programs, these posts quietly support entire towns. In Baldwin, Michigan, a VFW post created by Vietnam-era veterans has spent decades hosting community events and assisting families in need every single month of the year. Their continued work shows how wartime bonds evolve into lifelong civic leadership. Today's 60 Seconds of Service is brought to you by Prevagen.
Prevagen is the number one pharmacist recommended memory support brand. You can find Prevagen in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere.
Turtle Bay's glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival is back and better than ever for 2026 at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with larger-than-life displays of plants and animals from around the world.
Including dinosaurs and icons from ancient Egypt.
Jump on the new Turtle Express for a fun ride through the show.
Glowing Wild is May 1st through June 28th, 7 to 10 p.m. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Everywhere. Everyone has a community to lean on. A neighborhood, school, kids' teams, where you worship, work, work out, or any other place or group where you choose to belong. Communities can provide support when you need it, and even when you don't know you do. Like when it comes to preventing underage drinking and other substance use. You've talked with your kids and shared clear expectations, but you're not with them every minute. Your community members, friends and relatives, teachers and coaches, faith leaders, and other important adults in your kids' lives can be your eyes, ears, and a supportive influence when you're not around, reinforcing your messages with your kids and alerting you to warning signs of underage drinking or other substance use. So talk with your kids about these issues and involve the members of your community to help keep your kids safe, because when you talk, they hear you. For more information, visit talktheyhearyou.samhsa.gov.
This is your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Norton.
Have you ever seen a news story on TV where the event was captured by someone with a smartphone, but the video was so shaky you could barely tell what was going on? Well, shaky videos are a thing of the past with the Nikon Z5 II mirrorless camera. Nikon's Chris Okunek explains.
This has built-in image stabilization, so we call it vibration reduction, and it's basically in-body image stabilization. And this just basically means that the sensor is able to go and move up, down, left, right, and kind of curve for a lot of the movement, so you're able to shoot in much lower light or using a much longer lens without getting that shake that kind of takes you out as a viewer from what it is you're viewing, and you're able to get shots again that you normally wouldn't have been able to otherwise because you're able to shoot at such slow shutter speeds.
Capture high quality pics, videos, and more with the Nikon Z5 II at Nikon.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Norton.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our email address here is paulpgardenclub@gmail.com. And right now we are joined by Karen from Natural Alternative. We have talked a lot about lawn care, and there's more to come with that because this time of year, that's a lot of what we think about. Now, when you have some bare spots, you know, you're getting some of that winter damage. You guys have some pretty good grass seed for that, correct?
That is correct. So we offer several different types of grass seed blends to help fill in those areas in your lawn from damage that may have occurred over winter or if you have weak spots in your lawn. So remember, weak spots in your lawn can lead to weeds popping up. So it's good to have a thick lawn. In most northern areas, we would recommend our new breed seed, which is our tall fescue blend. We also have our Iron Man grass seed, which is a combination of tall fescue, ryegrass, and bluegrass blends. Now, both seeds will work well in sunny areas, and they also have some ability to grow well in shade, a little light shaded area. But for areas that have a heavier shade, we do offer Made in the Shade seed that works well in those areas with little sun. And we always look for grass seed that is zero weed and zero crop. We want to help to reduce the chances of something else popping up in your lawn that doesn't belong there. So if you see a seed bag online that's out of stock, some of the items we run out of quickly or we don't stock a lot, feel free to give us a call and we can place a special order for you and have it direct shipped to you. This time of year is ideal for spot seeding. So there's areas, again, where you need to fill in small spots that may have happened due to a snowplow going by your lawn and getting, you know, tearing up your lawn. So this is a great time to fill in those small areas. Again, we always recommend overseeding your lawn in late summer and fall for best results.
Yeah, and it's, some of it is just a little bit of a waiting game to see what's popping, maybe what's a little bit late at popping for your grass. But there are those bare spots, and you guys have some really high-end grass seed for everyone to choose from.
It's interesting, the grass seed industry, because we have the people out in the West that know we always say we want, you know, like last year's seed because it helps to reduce the germination time frame. So, you know, it's going to pop sooner, but they are testing the seeds and seeing what's available and what some of the newer varieties are coming out and what they offer. So people get really excited when they're creating seed blends for us. So it's nice to be a part of that, and it's kind of funny to see the science behind it too.
Definitely. I enjoy that myself. really cool way of figuring out how things are going to work. So I get that. Now, we've talked a lot about, you know, what we're going to do to feed the roots, feed the, you know, the plant, prevent and kill different types of weeds, but you guys have a couple soil amendments that I think are, you know, top of the line and are products I recommend on a regular basis. And I'd love to hear just a little bit more about those soil conditioners and those soil amendments.
Sure. So a lot of people don't think a lot about soil conditioners, but they are so very vital to having a healthy lawn and healthy soil. So if you've had your soil tested by a lab, they would have provided you with a soil pH. And this tells you, you know, if you need to apply a soil conditioner such as lime or sulfur. And soil conditioners help to improve the soil health. They help to improve the soil structure. They foster better plant health. They help to balance the pH. And they make the nutrients available, which is going to support stronger root systems and microbial activity in the soil. So very important things to keep that lawn growing and be healthy. The two best times to apply soil conditioners are during the spring and early fall. These time frames are periods of active growth that allow for better nutrient uptake and root recovery. So as the lawn's waking up, the springtime is going to help to revive your lawn after dormancy, while fall allows for the repair after summer damage. So again, if you've had a soil test recently, your results would identify, you know, the need for a soil conditioner. So we offer both types. We offer a sulfur product and lime. When you buy these from Natural Alternative, you're getting the benefit of having it enhanced with protolizer. We talk a lot about protolizer on your program. It's our beneficial soil microbes that help to enhance plant growth, helps to with the nutrient cycling, and basically adding to that overall health of your lawn and garden. So you'll find our soil conditioners on the website at natural-alternative.com under the lawn section. And again, use that PPGC coupon code to get 10% off. There's, you know, things are getting expensive. Make sure you use that coupon code and save some money.
Definitely. Now, for those who don't know what to use the lime for or the sulfur. Can you just do a quick information about each of them? There's a lot of detail to all of them, so I know it's a tough ask.
So it's a lot of raising your soil pH or lowering it. So if you have a high soil pH, you want to try to lower it by using sulfur. Lime is going to help to raise that soil pH. And in many areas, there are areas that will just normally do a maintenance level of sulfur or lime. Once you get that pH adjusted, you can do a maintenance level of say 5 pounds per 1,000 square feet to try to continue to keep that soil conditioned, keep that pH imbalanced, and, just make sure that your nutrients that you're putting down into the soil, that fertilizer you're putting down there, is getting used by the plant. So that's, again, what we call that nutrient cycling, making sure that those nutrients are available to be taken up by the plants.
So, yeah, I just find it so important, and maybe it's because I love talking about lawns, but we feed the lawn with our fertilizers. This is our way of taking care of all the things in that soil that's going to help the fertilizer work better. And I think it's such an important little detail that everybody kind of looks at, I need to put down 5 applications, then I'm done.
Yes, and you're absolutely right. It enhances what you're doing to your lawn care. And again, if your soil is not where it needs to be, these soil conditioners are fixing that soil structure and just making it into a healthier soil. And again, if your pH is out of balance, then, you're more prone to disease activity, and everything that you're doing, is not going to do you any good because your lawn is being attacked by disease. So definitely want to get your soil pH in the right level. It's a great thing to do to help with absorbing these nutrients, getting the nutrient cycling, and just that overall health of the lawn, your garden, and getting those plants to grow.
Definitely. And, it's one of those things you mentioned, that prices are going up. Everything is going up. It's in my thought process, it's spending a little bit more right now to save down the road and not have to spend as much because you are complementing everything. So in the long run, you'll save money based on helping the soil work with the fertilizer, so that the fertilizer you put down actually does what it's supposed to and is not affected by like a pH or different levels of nutrients in the soil. So I always just like to bring it back to that for everybody to kind of keep in their mind. Yeah, it might feel like it's expensive right now, but in the long term, you're actually saving.
You are saving because, you're putting it down and you're helping that fertilizer do what it's supposed to do. So you're not wasting the fertilizer. You're not wasting your money that you're spending, and all this money you're spending, you're not getting the results that you're paying for. So those soil conditioners are very important to the overall health of your lawn and grass plants.
Definitely. All right. So now, let's think of a few. Well, I know you've already thought of them, but I'd love to hear a few quick tips on what we can be, looking out for, what we can kind of be doing with the lawn at this time.
Sure. And I'm going to hit number one. Your favorite thing to talk about is mowing with sharp mower blades. So it's beginning of spring. My husband just mowed our lawn. It's very important to have sharp mower blades when you're mowing. So we always talk about having a spare set so you can keep them and rotate them out. So make sure your mower blades are sharp. Second thing to be on the lookout for is raised mounds in your lawn. I've had some people calling and asking about this already. This can be mole activity. So if you see mounds or like raised ridges in your yard, this is moles tunneling through your lawn looking for things to eat, such as grubs, earthworms, ants, insect larvae. So if you see a lot of this and then you start seeing some dead grass around these mounds, this is probably indicative of the fact that you have a grub activity in your lawn. So first of all, we offer Grub Gone to help get rid of grubs in your lawn. So grubs are going to start, it's getting close to the time where they emerge from the soil and they're going to be eating the roots along the way, so you can get that grub gone down. Now it treats all types of white grubs. We also have Chase Mole Control, which is going to help to deter the moles and basically chase them from your lawn into your neighbor's lawn. So we have those two products that you can find on our website. If you're just getting out, rake up those leaves, get them off your lawn. We want to get that air circulation going so that they're not matting down your lawn. Any wet leaf debris on your lawn can kill your grass. So get that up, get that air circulating. If you're cleaning up leaves around your plants and gardens and mulch beds, just be careful because this is where ticks can be hiding. So just be aware of what you're wearing and, you know, make sure that you check yourself and your pets when you're going inside after moving leaves around.
It's definitely starting to get out there. Now, real quick, we got like 30 seconds left. You know, we're all moving outside, but we can't forget about those indoor plants.
True. So a couple of quick things on indoor plants. Continue to transplant houseplants if they've outgrown their pots. Refresh the soil. This can have a dramatic effect on the plants. Make those plants healthy, as Bob Rossi would say. Continue to use fertilizer as your seasons transition from winter to spring. Air conditioning is coming on. Believe it or not, yes, it's coming on soon. And that can affect the health of your plants too. So a couple things just to keep be aware of, because indoor plants matter as much as you want to be outside working outside now.
Definitely. Well, thank you so much, Karen. I appreciate everything as always, and I hope you have a great rest of your day.
You too, Patrick. Take care.
A Social Security update. 70 million Americans collect Social Security benefits today, and millions more will join soon. Now, a new study finds 70% of Americans don't get the full benefits they deserve. But recipients can use simple strategies to boost Social Security benefits by as much as $188,000 over a lifetime. Social Security expert Michael Allen says it's true and reveals five key strategies to increase your benefits. It's all in his free special report. Newsmax calls the report your best guide for bigger Social Security benefits. Whether you're getting benefits or soon will, you need the Social Security report. Get it free. Call 800-999-9690. 800-999-9690. We'll text it to you right away, along with President Trump's act cutting your Social Security taxes. Call now. 800-999-9690. 800-999-9690. Text and data rates may apply.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
The disastrous nexus of social media usage and political parlays comes into sharp focus. And can the Federal Reserve handle the sticker shock from the war in Iran? Find out on Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-380-4301. 800-380-4301.
800-380-4301. That's 800-380-4301.
Reach your destination, not the ditch, with Issy Tire Socks, the amazing new solution to keep you from slipping and sliding in snow and ice. And anyone can install them in minutes for emergency traction and quick trips in the winter. Issy is the global leader in tire socks, and it's no wonder why. Issy is an essential part of your winter emergency kit, whether you drive a car, SUV, or light truck. Give the gift of grip for safer driving. Available at Amazon, Walmart, and other major retailers. Don't get stuck. Get Issy, I-S-S-E, really, Issy.com.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Ask yourself this question. Is it really worth holding on to that timeshare that you know you need to get rid of? Here's the truth. The average maintenance fee just went up over 17%. That could have been 117%, and there's nothing you can do about it. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check for annual maintenance and assessment fees. I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group. For 15 years, I've helped over 50,000 families cancel their timeshare. Not sell it, not transfer it, cancel it. Did you buy a timeshare because they told you it was a great investment and your maintenance fees would never go up? That's a lie. Are you ready to get rid of your timeshare once and for all? Simply call us and I'll send you our timeshare exit kit that explains all your options for cancellation.
Call Wesley now for your timeshare exit kit. 800-960-3377. That's 800-960-3377.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
In the vitamin aisle, in stores, everywhere.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
The disastrous nexus of social media usage and political parlays comes into sharp focus. And can the Federal Reserve handle the sticker shock from the war in Iran? Find out on Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 339-645-0201. Again, 339-645-0201. And our email address is paulpgardenclub@gmail.com. Again, paulpgardenclub@gmail.com. I say thank you again to Karen for joining us from Natural Alternative. Lots of great information there. I've been trying to have a little bit more information from Karen each time, as I find that when we do it in smaller segments, it just goes really quick and we don't get to have a lot of those details. So I think it's been very informative. Get into some of the nitty-gritty with some of these products and what else we could be doing. So I do appreciate you guys for listening to us and for Karen for helping us out. Now, you know, great show as always, and want to just say we're stick to it. We're getting there. I know New England is a whole nother beast than the rest of the country. I know around the country, temperatures are warming up. So I see that, and I'm like, oh, all right, it's coming our way. It's coming our way. New England, you're going to have it. It just feels like each year the spring ends up being longer. Or we're waiting for it longer and longer. Just want a few days of some sunny days, put together so we can enjoy it. This looks like this upcoming week we might have a few. So hopefully it works out for us. But, it's been one of those winter / early springs that you kind of just want to forget and be able to get out in the yard. I'm noticing it a lot. The yard is starting to wake up. My plants are starting to wake up. The allergies in this area are starting to pick up. I'm noticing pollen. I'm noticing, the maples dropping their first, pollen, onto the ground in certain areas. So we're starting to pick up just like the rest of the country, and we're headed into that same area, and we can all just start to talk like it's normal, when it comes to our growing habits, right? But, it's hard being in such cold, dreary weather for so long. All we want to do is get out and enjoy our lawn, our gardens, the sun, all of that. So, it's on its way. I swear. It's coming. Anyways. What else is going on? Oh, yeah. So if you missed any part of today's show or you missed previous shows, you can find us anywhere you download your podcast, whether it be on Apple or Spotify. Just search the Paul Parent Garden Club, and it should pop up. That way it'll show you two episodes from the weekend, first and second hour. Or you can look back to old episodes as well. So, really a great way to just get a refresher on certain things. If there was certain item I was talking about, or when Karen and I were talking, you missed something, you can just go back and get it. Those come out Monday afternoon, maybe about 4 or 5 Eastern, and you should be able to get it without a problem. So, it's... We're so close. It seems like I'm just, I'm just rambling on, but it is, when you can just feel something like, you're excited for it and it's coming and you're just waiting for it. Well, that's how I'm feeling right now with spring. I want it to just kick off for us a little bit more so I can enjoy myself outside. We're in April now. It should be go time out there. But it's not, unfortunately. We've still got some cold nights. We've had a couple cold nights, and our plants are starting to wake up. It is a good thing to see. I want to, as always, say thank you for listening. And I wish everybody who celebrates Easter a happy Easter. Hope you get to enjoy your family today, this weekend. And, it's a fun time, especially with young kids. You get to just see them all dressed up and enjoying and just thinking about everything that's for them to come for the day and just, everything in general. So I love the when there's a holiday with the family together. Now, until next week, I appreciate everyone. Be good to each other. Get out there, plant something. I'll talk at you guys next week. We'll see ya.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing and always need to stick your fingers to test your blood sugar. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. Apply a discrete sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger sticks. If you are living with type 1 or type 2 diabetes, and you administer insulin 3 or more times per day, or use an insulin pump, you might be eligible for a CGM through your insurance benefits. U.S. Med partners with over 500 private insurance companies and Medicare. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill your insurance. Call us today for a free benefits check.
800-607-6864. 800-607-6864. 800-607-6864. That's 800-607.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Ron Taylor. Vice President J.D. Vance says a third round of negotiations with Iran have ended in Pakistan after 21 hours without reaching an agreement. Vance spoke briefly to reporters after the talks concluded before dawn Sunday. Two Pakistani officials say discussions between the heads of the delegations will resume after a break. Some technical personnel from both teams are still meeting. The historic talks ended after a fragile 2-week ceasefire was announced as the war entered its 7th week. Homeland Security Secretary Mark Wayne Mullen is threatening to remove Customs and Border Protection officers from airports and sanctuary cities.
The move would strip CBP presence at international airports in those sanctuary cities, blocking customs processing for incoming travelers. Secretary Mullen cited lack of local cooperation with federal immigration policy as a reason for targeting major hubs like Los Angeles and New York.
Correspondent Ken Lormond adds that the DHS shutdown, driven by partisan disputes over immigration enforcement, has already disrupted air travel and strained border security operations. Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton still marvels at the recent rescue of a downed U.S. aviator in Iran.
Hats off not only to that airman for the guile and the courage to survive, but for the many hundreds of our troops, whether they were pilots or weapons officers or special operations forces or logisticians, who played critical roles in bringing him out.
The senator made his comments to the Salem Radio Network. A federal judge has been instructed to reconsider the possible national security implications of halting construction of President Trump's $400 million White House ballroom. An appeals court panel says in a ruling that it didn't have enough information to decide how much of the project can be suspended without jeopardizing the safety of the president, his family, or White House staff. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
In today's fast-paced world, professionals face endless projects, deadlines, competition. To thrive, you need mental clarity, sharp focus, and reliable memory. That's why the same company that brings you Relief Factor created ThinkFactor. ThinkFactor is designed to help you think clearer and perform better daily. It's a powerful blend of nutrients that supercharges your memory and sharpens your focus. You can stay on top of your work and outshine the competition. After a couple of weeks of taking ThinkFactor, I noticed a dramatic difference in my clarity, my focus, even my memory. And you know what? The longer you take ThinkFactor, the better the results are. If you've ever felt mentally foggy or struggled to keep up with everything on your plate, well, ThinkFactor can help you reclaim your cognitive edge and thrive in your life. Call 800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF, or visit ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, to order ThinkFactor. Call 800-4-RELIEF or visit ReliefFactor.com. Your first bottle, just $19.95. ThinkFactor. Think clearer, perform better daily.
If you happen to be in the right place, you could win a portrait by famed artist Pablo Picasso.
A raffle in France offers the chance to win a Picasso portrait for a 100-euro ticket. Proceeds will support Alzheimer's research. The draw takes place Tuesday at Christie's Auction House in Paris. The event is organized by the Alzheimer's Research Foundation, a leading private financier of Alzheimer's-related research in France. The painting, Tête de Femme, was created by Picasso in 1941. Keith Peters reporting.
Artemis II's moon-traveling astronauts are back home and fitted to a thunderous welcome, still marveling over their record-breaking lunar fly-around. The crew of four flew to Houston's Ellington Field from San Diego Saturday afternoon. After a quick reunion with their families, the astronauts took the stage, surrounded by hundreds who took part in NASA's historic lunar comeback. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Golf fans are lining up at Augusta National to secure a limited edition Masters Gnome.
This year marks the 10th and possibly final year of the Gnome's release, making it highly sought after. Each year's Gnome is unique, and this year's edition features a Gnome in golf attire with a Masters-themed cup. With only about 1,000 available daily, they've been selling out quickly and have become valuable on resale markets. Prices on eBay and Facebook Marketplace have soared, with some Gnomes listed for up to $800. Speculation about this being the last edition has fueled demand. Many buyers have considered reselling them for the potential profit. I'm Bernie Bennett.
Rory McIlroy started the third round of the Masters with a record six-shot lead through 36 holes. By the time he walked off the 11th green, it was gone. The Masters turned into a wide-open race for the green jacket Saturday. Cameron Young, who won the Players' Championship in his last start, posted a 7-under-65 and walked off to Augusta National with a one-shot lead. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Workers' compensation cases can move really slowly, and it's frustrating. Don't get pressured into hiring the first law firm you meet with just because they were fast to get you on their schedule. Your case impacts every aspect of your life. You want a local attorney that understands that and will get you the best outcome. Interview Patrick Orman of Gorman Law to see if he is the right attorney and to see if you really need an attorney. He will tell you the truth. Call 530-262-2168 or schedule online at Gorman Comp Law. Consultations and workers' comp are always free.
Hi, this is Linda Fott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
This is Carl Vaught. Join Linda and I Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio. Find out what's happening in our town, our community, and our nation. That's Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m. right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
When customers walk into your business, the feeling they get matters. Fresh, clean paint tells them they're in the right place. Eagle Eye Painting helps offices, shops, and restaurants feel welcoming and professional. We work around your hours, keep things neat, and finish on schedule with clear communication the whole way. We're local, licensed, bonded, insured, and we're happy to work with you in English or Spanish. Give your business the fresh look it deserves. Call Eagle Eye Painting at 530-410-1317 for a friendly, no-pressure estimate. That's 530-410 or visit 530painter.com.
9.9 million Americans misuse prescription drugs, with most of the pills coming from family and friends' medicine cabinets. The National Prescription Drug Take-Back Day addresses this public health and safety issue. Help us keep prescription drugs out of the hands of our young people. Clean out your medicine cabinets and bring your unused, outdated, and unwanted prescription drugs to the Reading City Hall on Cypress, Saturday, April 25th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. For more information, contact Chemical People at 241-5958 or chemicalpeople.org.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Diamond Crown Classic. Created over a century ago, and to this day, it remains one of J.C. Newman's finest examples of what a cigar should be. Dominican binder, creamy Connecticut wrapper, and a selection of five different fillers from the Caribbean to Central America. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Get our Early Bird AC Tune-Up Special now. Call Alliance at 2212-642.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Business is booming at Redding Heating and Air, and we have a simple philosophy. Our neighbors deserve elite talent. We are looking for the absolute best service technicians and installers in the North State.
That's right. We aren't just looking to fill a seat. We're looking for pros who take pride in their craft and care about the community we serve.
If you're at the top of your game, you belong in a company that respects your expertise. Because here, we take the trust of our neighbors personally.
We're hiring service technicians and installers right now. We offer the best compensation in town because we believe the best of the best deserve to be treated that way.
If you're a seasoned pro ready to lead in a company where excellence is the standard, we want you on our team.
No joke. We've got the work. If you've got the skills, come join the family.
Service technicians and installers, apply today to Redding Heating and Air. Visit reddingheatingair.com to submit your application. Redding Heating and Air, old-fashioned service, modern-day solutions.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope, but that's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Looking to grow your business locally? Get your message heard loud and clear on KCNR Radio, serving all of Shasta County. Whether you run a small business, a local service, or have an event that needs buzz, KCNR's trusted hosts and loyal audience can help your brand stand out. Affordable packages, custom ads, and a voice that delivers results. Advertise smart, advertise local, advertise with KCNR Radio. Visit KCNR1460.com or call 530-605-4565.
Good morning, gardeners. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. And we got about another hour left in the show. And joining us now is Karen from Natural Alternative. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning, Patrick. How are you this morning?
I'm doing all right. We've had a bunch of rain, and I know that you've had some nice weather, so I'm jealous. I'm very jealous.
It's been a long, hard winter, cold winter for everybody, and I think we all deserve some warm temperatures.
Yeah, well, I know that when you guys get it, it's not far behind, so I am looking forward to some of those warm days. We've had a couple here and there, but like to have a few strung together just to enjoy it.
Yes.
Well, so it's obviously April now. There's a lot to be done in the yard, and really want to get down into the lawn a bit and talk about something that we're looking to prevent here, which is that crabgrass. And your inhibitor is one of the best out there to help with that.
Thank you. We like to think so. So our inhibitor is actually a fertilizer with a crabgrass reducer on it. So you're getting the benefit of feeding your lawn, and you're getting the benefit of helping to suppress that crabgrass from germinating. So we have it on our website. You can order it now. You can apply it when you get your lawn. As long as your lawn is not frozen, you don't have snow in the ground or freestanding water, you can go ahead and get it down. And you want to get this down before the soil temperatures start to rise. A lot of people think about the forsythia. When the forsythia blooms, that's an indicator to some people to start ordering. But you do have a good bit of time left because those temperatures in the evenings and then during the night are still low to keep that soil from getting too hot to where it won't work. But again, the crabgrass preventer is going to help the crabgrass from germinating, because once it germinates, it becomes difficult to control if given the chance to get established in your lawn. Again, the inhibitor has a fertilizer on it, so you're getting the nutrients to feed that lawn right now as it's coming out of dormancy. You're going to get it some iron to help it green up. And so if you normally have crabgrass, the inhibitor should be your first application. Then you can start with your regular fertilizer applications in about 4 weeks. One bag of the inhibitor is going to cover 5,000 square feet. And don't forget, when you're checking out, you can use the coupon code at PPGC, and that's going to give you your 10% off. I think it's important to note that we don't include the crabgrass reducer as part of the full program because not everybody has crabgrass in their lawn. So this is just one step that not everybody needs, but for those that do have crabgrass or generally get it, it's a good product to get in advance of your full program.
Definitely, and it's got some good numbers on it. And you said one bag here covers how many square feet?
One bag will cover 5,000 square feet. So, you know, get it down, get that lawn fertilized, and get that this season started and underway.
Okay. And, you know, I want to make sure, I know you said, but one of the most frequently asked questions that I get all the time this time of year is, well, it says crabgrass preventer. Can I just put seed down? And again,
no.
I want to reiterate the fact.
I know that is correct. So when you're putting down the crabgrass reducer, it's also going to prohibit the grass seed from germinating. So you need to make a decision, what's the most important. Do you want to get grass seed down and get it to germinate, or do you want to get the crabgrass reducer down to prevent the crabgrass from germinating? Now, there are some people that will put down the inhibitor in one area and then in a completely separate area put down grass seed. You just cannot mix them because it will prevent the grass seed from germinating. So it's a very good question. I'm glad you asked.
So if they are looking to seed, and you guys have a basically something along those lines to help with the seed, your recuperator, right?
That is correct. So we do offer the recuperator that has a little bit of phosphorus in it. The recuperator is going to help get those newly seeded grass plants growing, making them stronger, and the recuperator does have the fertilizer on it. So in addition to feeding the lawn, feeding the new grass plants, you're also getting that seed starter to help that seed process get established, get that seed growing, because you want to get that up and growing before the hot temperatures start to arrive.
Perfect. So either one of these products is not part of the, you know, full lawn care program, but you do have that full lawn care program, you know, with the five applications. In, you know, cool season and I believe warm season, depending upon the grass, correct?
That is correct. So we offer the cool season, which, you know, most of your listeners would need the cool season lawn care program. But we also have some warm season programs. So the people that are in warmer climates that have St. Augustine grass, Bermuda grass, Zoysia grass, we have the programs that will feed those lawns as well throughout the growing season. So it's just a little bit catered to those. But we do have the different fertilizer programs that's going to feed your lawn from the early spring through the winter. And the nice thing about natural alternative fertilizers is made from organic and based ingredients. The full program will cover 6,000 square feet. And when you're looking at, you know, what's in our bag, everything that's in the bag of fertilizer is usable by the plant. There's no fillers in there. So I think it's really important to know that, you know, our fertilizers were designed by somebody that understands soil and the grass plants. So we want to build a strong foundation in the soil for those grass plants to grow on. Again, we're going to start early spring, take you all the way through your winter application. Our fertilizer is phosphorus-free, and it's full of nutrients that your lawn needs at the right time. Plus, you get the benefit of fertilizer, which is going to add organic matter to your lawn to help it grow strong roots, protect the lawn against seasonal stress, and then it helps to release trapped nutrients into the soil. Anybody that gets busy during the year and forgets to apply, we do have a reminder list. So if you're interested and you're purchasing online, you can always put a note to be added to your reminder list. We can call you, text you, or email you to let you know when is the next time to put your fertilizer down. And you'll find our lawn fertilizer program under the lawn section of our website, and that's natural-alternative.com. You can use your PPGC coupon code to get 10% off.
Awesome. Now, with the program, I mentioned it's a five application program. And just, I kind of want to have you just go over it a little bit for those who don't know, you know, why we're doing the five applications versus, you know, that four-step program that somebody else
talked about. Sure, not a problem. So when, you know, our lawn care program was developed, again, it was developed by, you know, my boss who created the lawn care service, Natural Lawn of America and Natural Alternative. We want to be able to provide smaller meals for your lawn. So if you think of your body, sometimes they say it's better to have smaller meals throughout the day so that, you know, you're not eating too much all at once and then you're just exhausted. So this is providing the nutrients to your lawn to slowly feed your lawn throughout the growing season so you're not stunting the growth or pushing too much top growth, because we want to focus on the roots. The roots are what's holding the plant, and developing a strong root system is the foundation to your lawn. So it's important to us to have those five steps. The summer is, you know, the one that a lot of people think that they don't need, but it's a corn gluten-based product, so you're still getting some nitrogen down, but it's a slower feed, and you're continuing to feed it. Plus, you've got some good microbes in there as well. So it's just, you know, a five-step program designed to feed your lawn slowly over the course of throughout the year.
Awesome. Now, we need to take a break. More to come with Karen from Natural Alternative, so stay tuned. We'll be back in a few.
Financial Group is not a law firm.
Ask yourself this question. Is it really worth holding on to that timeshare that you know you need to get rid of? Here's the truth. The average maintenance fee just went up over 17%. That could have been 117%, and there's nothing you can do about it. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check for annual maintenance and assessment fees. I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group. For 15 years, I've helped over 50,000 families cancel their timeshare. Not sell it, not transfer it, cancel it. Did you buy a timeshare because they told you it was a great investment and your maintenance fees would never go up? That's a lie. Are you ready to get rid of your timeshare once and for all? Simply call us and I'll send you our timeshare exit kit that explains all your options for cancellation.
Call Wesley now for your timeshare exit kit. 800-960-3377. That's 800-960-3377. 800-960-3377.
Hey, John, why so glum?
I just got let go. The company's downsizing. This is the third time in the last 2 years. I'm done with this.
Have you thought about My Computer Career? I've heard they can train you for a career in IT in just a few months, including cybersecurity and the basics of AI, and you don't need prior training or experience. Now that's a recession-resistant career.
Wow, thanks. I'll check them out.
Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation. Mycomputercareer.edu, an elite CompTIA certification partner.
Financial aid is available to those who qualify, including VA benefits.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
The disastrous nexus of social media usage and political parlays comes into sharp focus. And can the Federal Reserve handle the sticker shock from the war in Iran? Find out on Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
I am an American veteran. I am proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works, and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-432-3614. 800-432-3614. 800-432-3614. That's 800-432-3614.
Every day, thousands of women across America go for a run, expecting to return home safely. But the brutal murder of Laken Riley by an illegal immigrant shook the nation. Laken did nothing wrong. Her story is every woman's fear. It could have been anyone. Her killer should have not been here. That's why so many are relieved to see law enforcement taking action, securing the border, and deporting violent criminals. Women deserve safe communities. Yet, many college campuses celebrate and vow to protect illegal immigrants. Campus reform exposes this dangerous reality. A secure border and removal of criminal aliens are essential to public safety on campuses and beyond. America's education institutions should not stand in the way. Visit campusreform.org. Restoring truth, correcting bias in education, one story at a time. A series brought to you by the Leadership Institute and Radio America.
Reach your destination, not the ditch, with Issy Tire Socks, the amazing new solution to keep you from slipping and sliding in snow and ice. And anyone can install them in minutes for emergency traction and quick trips in the winter. Issy is the global leader in tire socks, and it's no wonder why. Issy is an essential part of your winter emergency kit, whether you drive a car, SUV, or light truck. Give the gift of grip for safer driving. Available at Amazon, Walmart, and other major retailers. Don't get stuck. Get Issy, I-S-S-E, really, Issy.com.
Hey, John, why so glum?
I just got let go. The company's downsizing. This is the third time in the last 2 years. I'm done with this.
Have you thought about My Computer Career? I've heard they can train you for a career in IT in just a few months, including cybersecurity and the basics of AI. And you don't need prior training or experience. Now that's a recession-resistant career.
Wow, thanks. I'll check them out.
Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation. Mycomputercareer.edu, an elite CompTIA certification partner.
Financial aid is available to those who qualify, including VA benefits.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We are talking with Karen from Natural Alternative. We've talked a lot about lawn care, the lawn care program that they have, as well as some different products that you can mix into the program. I want to talk about another product that you have for the post-emergent weed control.
Sure. So we offer a product for weeds that have already germinated and come up. It's called Audios. So when your lawn starts...
The Shasta College Art Gallery presents a Japanese woodblock print exhibition featuring works from the traditional ukiyo-e period to contemporary artists. Explore beautifully crafted prints with many pieces available for purchase to support Shasta College Student Show Awards. Join us for the closing reception on April 16th at noon in Building 300 during Shasta College Cultural Day. The gallery is open Monday through Thursday 8 to 5 and Fridays 8 to noon. More information can be found at shastacollege.edu/events.
Planning a wedding? Celebrate the moment with a free dinner for two at Odell Craft Barbecue. With our slow-smoked brisket that melts in your mouth, even Texans say it's some of the best they've ever had. We cater events and weddings of all sizes, from intimate gatherings to receptions of 1,000 guests. We make delicious food and great service, so you can stay present with the people who matter. Odell Craft Barbecue, real wood, real fire, real flavor. Book your free tasting at ReddingBarbecue.com. Again, book your free tasting at ReddingBarbecue.com.
I want to mix it in a hand can with some water and spray it on your weeds. And we always say you want to spray until the point of runoff at the base of the plant. Some weeds will take more than one application depending on their growth stage, and you can reapply every 7 to 10 days, but it's safe to use on all grass types. Obviously, in the warmer climates, you don't want to apply it anything over 85 degrees because it can harm your actual grass. But again, this is designed to attack the weed and not your lawn, but it will work well on things like dandelions, some of the weeds that are popping up now, such as henbit and bittercress. It's just a good product. It's a safe product. And I always like to tell people it helps to put a drop or two of dish soap in the container as you're mixing it. It's going to help the product adhere to the plants, kind of like a surfactant. So you don't want to make the liquid sudsy, but enough to give it a little bit of kick to help it stay there longer on the plant. Again, you can find this on our website at natural-alternative.com under the lawn section. And you can use the coupon code PPGC, and that's going to get you 10% off. And, of course, we ship free shipping, so it would ship out via UPS.
Awesome. That's a great one to use on a lot of different, a lot of different weeds that are starting to pop up now. Because that's one of the things that happens a lot right now, right? We see a few weeds, mm-hmm. and it's not really time. in if you were to look at other programs, some other programs have a heavy killer
on
broadleaf weeds, and it's supposed to be, you know, the second application. But what happens when this is going on during the whole first application and you're really just trying to prevent the crabgrass? So this is a great one to have.
And I think it's important to talk about those heavy hitters that are in some of those other products. This is not going to do any damage to that soil life. You know, you have a microenvironment down there where the earthworms are and the beneficial microbes. And so you're protecting that environment down there versus killing off anything that's down there and the beneficial. So we want to make sure to protect that plant life and that soil life.
Yeah, it's very important. We talk about it a lot, you and I, but I talk a lot on air of how important the soil structure, the soil system is in order for that grass to be successful. And so using a product like this is going to be more beneficial, just even based off of, you know, the fact that it's organic. It doesn't have a very long residual.
Correct.
So now, now, for those of you guys that want to give us a call, our phone number here is 339-645-0201, and we're going to take a break. We'll be back in a few.
Seconds of service.
This 60 seconds of service is presented by T-Mobile. Those who serve, save. Military families getting savings with T-Mobile, America's best network according to Ookla speed test. So you can stay connected wherever duty calls. Visit t-mobile.com/military-savings to learn more.
Across America, local posts of the veterans of foreign wars, many founded by Vietnam veterans, serve as community anchors. From food drives and disaster relief to holiday meals and youth programs, these posts quietly support entire towns. In Baldwin, Michigan, a VFW post created by Vietnam-era veterans has spent decades hosting community events and assisting families in need every single month of the year. Their continued work shows how wartime bonds evolve into lifelong civic leadership. Today's 60 Seconds of Service is brought to you by Prevagen. Prevagen is the number one pharmacist recommended memory support brand. You can find Prevagen in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere. This 60 Seconds of Service is presented by T-Mobile. Those who serve, save with T-Mobile. Military families get exclusive savings with T-Mobile, the best mobile network in the U.S., according to Ookla speed test. So you can stay connected wherever you are. Visit T-Mobile.com/military-savings to learn more. Across the United States, veterans are leading community projects through The Mission Continues, planting gardens, repairing playgrounds, and mentoring youth. Marine veteran Eric Greitens' nonprofit has engaged 120,000 volunteers in thousands of projects. Air Force veteran Lisa Clarks has volunteering restored her sense of purpose after service. By turning military skills into civilian impact, the program proves service doesn't end when the uniform comes off. For more great veteran stories, just go to NationalDefenseNetwork.com. Prevagen is the number one pharmacist recommended memory support brand. You can find Prevagen in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere.
Everyone has a community to lean on. A neighborhood, school, kids' teams, where you worship, work, work out, or any other place or group where you choose to belong. Communities can provide support when you need it, and even when you don't know you do. Like when it comes to preventing underage drinking and other substance use. You've talked with your kids and shared clear expectations, but you're not with them every minute. Your community members, friends and relatives, teachers and coaches, faith leaders, and other important adults in your kids' lives can be your eyes, ears, and a supportive influence when you're not around, reinforcing your messages with your kids and alerting you to warning signs of underage drinking or other substance use. So talk with your kids about these issues and involve the members of your community to help keep your kids safe, because when you talk, they hear you. For more information, visit talktheyhearyou.samhsa.gov.
This is your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Norton.
Have you ever seen a news story on TV where the event was captured by someone with a smartphone, but the video was so shaky you could barely tell what was going on? Well, shaky videos are a thing of the past with the Nikon Z5 II mirrorless camera. Nikon's Chris Okunek explains.
This has built-in image stabilization, so we call it vibration reduction, and it's basically in-body image stabilization. And this just basically means that the sensor is able to go and move up, down, left, right, and kind of correct for a lot of movement. So you're able to shoot in much lower light or using a much longer lens without getting that shake that kind of takes you out as a viewer from what it is you're viewing. And you're able to get shots, again, that you normally wouldn't have been able to otherwise because you're able to shoot at such slow shutter speeds.
Capture high-quality pics, videos, and more with the Nikon Z5 II at Nikon.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Norton.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our email address here is paulpgardenclub@gmail.com. And right now we are joined by Karen from Natural Alternative. We have talked a lot about lawn care, and there's more to come with that because this time of year, that's a lot of what we think about. Now, when you have some bare spots, you know, you're getting some of that winter damage. You guys have some pretty good grass seed for that, correct?
That is correct. So we offer several different types of grass seed blends to help fill in those areas in your lawn from damage that may have occurred over winter or if you have weak spots in your lawn. So remember, weak spots in your lawn can lead to weeds popping up. So it's good to have a thick lawn. In most northern areas, we would recommend our new breed seed, which is our tall fescue blend. We also have our Iron Man grass seed, which is a combination of tall fescue, ryegrass, and bluegrass blends. Now, both seeds will work well in sunny areas, and they also have some ability to grow well in shade, a little light shaded area. But for areas that have a heavier shade, we do offer Made in the Shade seed that works well in those areas with little sun. And we always look for grass seed that is zero weed and zero crop. We want to help to reduce the chances of something else popping up in your lawn that doesn't belong there. So if you see a seed bag, online that's out of stock, some of the items we run out of quickly or we don't stock a lot, feel free to give us a call and we can place a special order for you and have it direct shipped to you. This time of year is ideal for spot seeding. So there's areas, again, where you need to fill in small spots that may have happened due to a snowplow going by your lawn and getting, you know, tearing up your lawn. So this is a great time to fill in those small areas. Again, we always recommend overseeding your lawn in late summer and fall for best results.
Yeah, and it's, you know, some of it is just a little bit of a waiting game to see what's popping, maybe what's a little bit late at popping for your grass. But there are those bare spots, and you guys have some really high-end grass seed for everyone to choose from.
It's interesting, the grass seed industry, because we have the people out in the West that know we always say we want, you know, like last year's seed because it helps to reduce the germination time frame. So, you know, it's going to pop sooner, but they are testing the seeds and seeing what's available and what some of the newer varieties are coming out and what they offer. So people get really excited when they're creating seed blends for us. So it's nice to be a part of that. And it's kind of funny to see the science behind it too.
Definitely. It's, I don't know. I enjoy that myself. really cool way of figuring out how things are going to work. So I get that. Now, we've talked a lot about, you know, what we're going to do to feed the roots, feed the, you know, the plant, prevent and kill different types of weeds, but you guys have a couple soil amendments that I think are, you know, top of the line and are products I recommend on a regular basis. And I'd love to hear just a little bit more about those soil conditioners and those soil amendments.
Sure. So a lot of people don't think a lot about soil conditioners, but they are so very vital to having a healthy lawn and healthy soil. So if you've had your soil tested by a lab, they would have provided you with a soil pH. And this tells you, you know, if you need to apply a soil conditioner such as lime or sulfur. And soil conditioners help to improve the soil health. They help to improve the soil structure. They foster better plant health. They help to balance the pH. And they make the nutrients available, which is going to support stronger root systems and microbial activity in the soil. So very important things to keep that lawn growing and be healthy. The two best times to apply soil conditioners are during the spring and early fall. These time frames are periods of active growth that allow for better nutrient uptake and root recovery. So as the lawn's waking up, the springtime is going to help to revive your lawn after dormancy, while fall allows for the repair after summer damage. So again, if you've had a soil test recently, your results would identify, you know, the need for a soil conditioner. So we offer both types. We offer a sulfur product and lime. When you buy these from Natural Alternative, you're getting the benefit of having it enhanced with protolyzer. We talk a lot about protolyzer on your program. It's our beneficial soil microbes that help to enhance plant growth, helps to with the nutrient cycling, and basically adding to that overall health of your lawn and garden. So you'll find our soil conditioners on the website at natural-alternative.com under the lawn section. And again, use that PPGC coupon code to get 10% off. There's, you know, things are getting expensive. Make sure you use that coupon code and save some money.
Definitely. Now, for those who don't know what to use the lime for or the sulfur, can you just do a, you know, a quick information about each of them? I know
sure.
there's a lot of detail to all of them, so I know it's a tough ask.
So it's a lot of, like, you know, raising your soil pH or lowering it. So if you have a high soil pH, you want to try to lower it by using sulfur. Lime is going to help to raise that soil pH. And in many areas, you know, there are areas that will just normally do a maintenance level of sulfur or lime. Once you get that pH adjusted, you can do a maintenance level of, say, 5 pounds per 1,000 square feet to try to continue to keep that soil conditioned, keep that pH imbalanced, and, you know, just make sure that your nutrients that you're putting down into the soil, that fertilizer you're putting down there, is getting used by the plant. So that's, again, what we call that nutrient cycling, making sure that those nutrients are available to be taken up by the plants.
So, yeah, I just find it so important, and maybe it's because I love talking about lawns, but we feed the lawn with our fertilizers. This is our way of taking care of all the things in that soil that's going to help the fertilizer work better. And I think it's such an important little detail that everybody kind of looks at, I need to put down 5 applications, then I'm done.
Yes, and you're absolutely right. It enhances what you're doing to your lawn care. And again, if your soil is not where it needs to be, these soil conditioners are fixing that soil structure and just making it into a healthier soil. And again, if your pH is out of balance, then, you know, you're more prone to disease activity, and everything that you're doing, you know, is not going to do you any good because your lawn is being attacked by disease. So definitely want to get your soil pH in the right level. It's just, it's a great thing to do to help with absorbing these nutrients, getting the nutrient cycling, and just that overall health of the lawn, your garden, and getting those plants to grow.
Definitely. And, you know, it's one of those things you mentioned, that prices are going up. Everything is going up. It's in my thought process, it's spending a little bit more right now to save down the road and not have mm-hmm. to spend as much, because you are complementing everything. So in the long run, you'll save money based on helping the soil work with the fertilizer, so that the fertilizer you put down actually does what it's supposed to and is not affected by like a pH or different levels of nutrients in the soil. So I yes. always just like to bring it back to that for everybody to kind of keep in their mind. Yeah, it might feel like it's expensive right now, but in the long term, you're actually saving.
You are saving, because, you know, you're putting it down and you're helping that fertilizer do what it's supposed to do. So you're not wasting the fertilizer. You're not wasting your money that you're spending, and all this money you're spending, you're not getting the results that you're paying for. So those soil conditioners are very important to the overall health of your lawn and grass plants.
Definitely. All right. So now, let's think of a few, well, I know you've already thought of them, but I'd love to hear a few quick tips on what we can be, you know, looking out for, what we can kind of be doing with the lawn at this time.
Sure, and I'm going to hit number one. Your favorite thing to talk about is mowing with sharp mower blades. So it's the beginning of spring. My husband just mowed our lawn. It's very important to have sharp mower blades when you're mowing. So we always talk about having a spare set so you can keep them and rotate them out. So make sure your mower blades are sharp. Second thing to be on the lookout for is raised mounds in your lawn. I've had some people calling and asking about this already. This can be mole activity. So if you see mounds or like raised ridges in your yard, this is moles tunneling through your lawn looking for things to eat, such as grubs, earthworms, ants, insect larvae. So if you see a lot of this and then you start seeing some dead grass around these mounds, this is probably indicative of the fact that you have a grub activity in your lawn. So first of all, we offer Grub Gone to help get rid of grubs in your lawn. So grubs are going to start, is getting close to the time where they...
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas, owner of HealthWise Chiropractic. My focus is to help people feel better, look better, and take control of their health with a simple, life-changing plan. It starts with smarter eating choices and adding the right amount of protein to support gut health and reduce inflammation. You'll also receive weekly accountability coaching, a free guide, and a complimentary consultation with me, Dr. Maria Salas. Ready to feel your best? Call or text 530-227-3984.
For me, the best part of my day is when a commercial loan actually closes. The owner of the business, they finally have the cash to go do what they want to do to grow their business. They might have stressed about this, hoping it would all work, and when it all comes together as planned, it's a win-win for everyone. So I like that. I like it when people are happy, like, yes, I got my money, because it can be very stressful.
Plumas Bank. Experienced bankers. Real solutions. Visit plumasbank.com.
Hi, this is Carrie Grawl. This season marks a new chapter for Organic Pilates, a rebirth of sorts in a new, larger downtown space. Alongside it, we want to introduce you to Harmony, a lifestyle boutique created as a natural extension of how we move and live with intention. We want to invite you in. Harmony and Organic Pilates, now open in downtown Reading. We're located at 1264 California Street in between Curated and Theory Coffee. We can't wait to see you.
Transition from winter to spring. Air conditioning is coming on. Believe it or not, yes, it's coming on soon. And that can affect the health of your plants too. So a couple things just to be aware of, because indoor plants matter as much as you want to be outside working outside now.
Definitely. Well, thank you so much, Karen. I appreciate everything as always, and I hope you have a great rest of your day.
You too, Patrick. Take care.
A Social Security update. 70 million Americans collect Social Security benefits today, and millions more will join soon. Now, a new study finds 70% of Americans don't get the full benefits they deserve. But recipients can use simple strategies to boost Social Security benefits by as much as $188,000 over a lifetime. Social Security expert Michael Allen says it's true and reveals five key strategies to increase your benefits. It's all in his free special report. Newsmax calls the report your best guide for bigger Social Security benefits. Whether you're getting benefits or soon will, you need the Social Security report. Get it free. Call 800-999-9690. 800-999-9690. We'll text it to you right away, along with President Trump's act cutting your Social Security taxes. Call now, 800-999-9690. 800-999-9690. Text and data rates may apply.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
The disastrous nexus of social media usage and political parlays comes into sharp focus. And can the Federal Reserve handle the sticker shock from the war in Iran? Find out on Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-380-4301. 800-380-4301. 800-380-4301. That's 800-380-4301.
Reach your destination, not the ditch, with Issy Tire Socks, the amazing new solution to keep you from slipping and sliding in snow and ice. And anyone can install them in minutes for emergency traction and quick trips in the winter. Issy is the global leader in tire socks, and it's no wonder why. Issy is an essential part of your winter emergency kit, whether you drive a car, SUV, or light truck. Give the gift of grip for safer driving. Available at Amazon, Walmart, and other major retailers. Don't get stuck. Get Issy, I-S-S-E, really, Issy.com.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Ask yourself this question. Is it really worth holding on to that timeshare that you know you need to get rid of? Here's the truth. The average maintenance fee just went up over 17%. That could have been 117%, and there's nothing you can do about it. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check for annual maintenance and assessment fees. I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group. For 15 years, I've helped over 50,000 families cancel their timeshare. Not sell it, not transfer it, cancel it. Did you buy a timeshare because they told you it was a great investment and your maintenance fees would never go up? That's a lie. Are you ready to get rid of your timeshare once and for all? Simply call us and I'll send you our timeshare exit kit that explains all your options for cancellation.
Call Wesley now for your timeshare exit kit. 800-960-3377. That's 800-960-3377. 800-960-3377.
Hey, John, why so glum?
I just got let go. The company's downsizing. This is the third time in the last 2 years. I'm done with this.
Have you thought about My Computer Career? I've heard they can train you for a career in IT in just a few months, including cybersecurity and the basics of AI. And you don't need prior training or experience. Now that's a recession-resistant career.
Wow, thanks. I'll check them out.
Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation. Mycomputercareer.edu, an elite CompTIA certification partner.
Financial aid is available to those who qualify, including VA benefits.
60 seconds of service.
This 60 seconds of service is presented by T-Mobile. Those who serve, save. Military family. families get exclusive savings with T-Mobile, America's best network, according to Ookla speed test. So you can stay connected wherever duty calls. Visit t-mobile.com/military-savings to learn more.
In Roanoke, Virginia, Vietnam veteran Bill McCann turned a single act of kindness into a regional movement. After meeting a struggling veteran at a VA hospital, McCann founded Vittles for Vets. The organization provides grocery gift cards so veterans can choose healthy food themselves rather than rely solely on handouts. Since launching the charity, hundreds of thousands of dollars in food assistance have reached veterans facing financial hardship. McCann rarely discusses Vietnam. Instead, he focuses on restoring dignity to those who served beside him decades ago. Today's 60 Seconds of Service is brought to you by Prevagen. Prevagen is the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand. You can find Prevagen in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
The disastrous nexus of social media usage and political parlays comes into sharp focus. And can the Federal Reserve handle the sticker shock from the war in Iran? Find out on Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 339-645-0201. Again, 339-645-0201. And our email address is paulpgardenclub@gmail.com. Again, paulpgardenclub@gmail.com. I say thank you again to...
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Information from Karen each time, as I find that when we do it in smaller segments, it just goes really quick. We don't get to have a lot of those details. So I think it's been very informative. Get into some of the nitty-gritty with some of these products and what else we could be doing. So I do appreciate you guys for listening to us and for Karen for helping us out. Now, you know, great show as always. And, want to... just say we're, stick to it. We're getting there. I know New England is a whole nother beast than the rest of the country. I know around the country, temperatures are warming up. So I see that and I'm like, all right, it's coming our way. It's coming our way. New England, you're going to have it. It just feels like each year the spring ends up being longer. We're waiting for it longer and longer. Just want a few days of some sunny days, put together so we can enjoy it. This looks like this upcoming week we might have a few. So hopefully it works out for us. But, it's been one of those winter / early springs that you kind of just want to forget and be able to get out in the yard. I'm noticing it a lot. The yard is starting to wake up. My plants are starting to wake up. The allergies in this area are starting to pick up. I'm noticing pollen. I'm noticing, the maples dropping their first, pollen, onto the ground in certain areas. So we're starting to pick up just like the rest of the country, and we're headed into that same area, and we can all just start to talk like it's normal, when it comes to our growing habits, right? But, it's hard being in such cold, dreary weather for so long. All we want to do is get out and enjoy our lawn, our gardens, the sun, all of that. So, it's on its way. I swear. It's coming. Anyways. What else is going on? Oh, yeah. So if you missed any part of today's show or you missed previous shows, You can find us anywhere you download your podcast, whether it be on Apple or Spotify. Just search the Paul Parent Garden Club, and it should pop up. That way, it'll show you two episodes from the weekend, first and second hour, or you can look back to old episodes as well. So, really, a great way to just get a refresher on certain things. If there were certain item I was talking about, or when Karen and I were talking, you missed something, you can just go back and get it. Those come out Monday afternoon, maybe about 4 or 5 Eastern, and you should be able to get it without a problem. So, we're so close. It seems like I'm just, I'm just rambling on, but it is, when you can just feel something. Like, you're excited for it, and it's coming, and you're just waiting for it. Well, that's how I'm feeling right now with spring. I want it to just kick off for us a little bit more so I can enjoy myself outside. We're in April now. It should be go time out there. But it's not, unfortunately. We've still got some cold nights. We've had a couple cold nights. And our plants are starting to wither. It is a good thing to see. I want to, as always, say thank you for listening. And I wish everybody who celebrates Easter a happy Easter. And hope you get to enjoy your family today, this weekend. And, it's a fun time, especially with young kids. You get to just see them all dressed up and enjoying and just thinking about everything that's for them to come for the day and just, everything in general. So I love the when there's a holiday with the family together. Now, until next week, I appreciate everyone. Be good to each other. Get out there, plant something. I'll talk at you guys next week. We'll see ya.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing and always need to stick your fingers to test your blood sugar.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number, and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
From the Fox News Radio Studios in Midtown Manhattan, giving you opinions and facts with a positive outlook, it's Brian Kilmeade.
Everyone, so glad you're there. It's the Brian Kilmeade Show coming your way, 1-866-408-7669. Busy hour, of course, we're following all the events happening as the President of the United States makes it clear. Our military is not going anywhere, and just so happens we're right now giving peace a chance, or peace talks a chance, ceasefire talks a chance. Bottom of the hour, Buck Sexton joins us, co-host of the Clay and Buck Sexton Show and host of the podcast Buck Brief, author of a new book, Manufacturing Delusion, How the Left Uses Brainwashing, Indoctrination, and Propaganda Against You. Karl Rove will be with us. That has not worked against him, safe to say. Let's go to the big three.
Number three.
I guess the entry thing, I'll be honest and say I've actually been thinking about entry since April 3rd, 2023, when we got assigned to this mission. We still got two more days, and riding a fireball through the atmosphere is profound as well.
There you go. That is Victor Glover coming home. Artemis II readies the capsule to re-enter Earth's orbit. This is the most challenging and the most exciting. We'll keep you up to date.
Number two.
They're going to celebrate the 250th anniversary of the country July 4th. But that's not our celebration. We were slaves then. So I don't know what everybody getting ready for a celebration.
Yeah, well, it's the birth of the country, Al. I don't know if you heard. Sharpton calls on Democratic candidates to come kiss the ring and pander for the black vote if they're even thinking for running for office. And as New Jersey socialists face a major test for Mikey Sherrill's seat, we have the details.
Number one.
If Iran wants to let this negotiation fall apart in a conflict where they were getting hammered over Lebanon, which has nothing to do with them and which the United States never once said was part of the ceasefire, that's ultimately their choice.
That's the vice president who's going to be leading the ceasefire talks beginning tomorrow. Former deputy chief of staff and senior advisor to President George W. Bush joins us now to talk about what's going to be happening there. Karl Rove, welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
So first off, do you think it's the right choice that the vice president lead these talks? I think it is. Good test for him, too.
Well, a good test for him, and it shows that, you know, sending the vice president of the United States sends a very strong message about the importance to which this administration has for these conversations. No, I thought it was a smart move. And look, I thought it was also very, very good of him to lay down right from the beginning, we're not going to let you expand this list of demands. He knows exactly why Iran is concerned about this. Hezbollah is one of their leading terrorist tools, and they want to keep that tool in the working on their behalf in bedeviling Israel and threatening it from the north and the west. So yeah. No, smart on his part.
So here we go again with the Strait of Hormuz. Right now, it looks like there's just a few tankers getting through there, and they're paying extortion to get through. I mean, that obviously can't stand, Karl.
No, it cannot stand. Look, we one of the fundamental principles that we have stood for as a country since the beginning is the freedom of the seas. And it was important to us as a young nation, and it's important to us as the world's strongest economy. We cannot allow to establish the principle that rogue nations like Iran, who have the ability to project their power over a key waterway, can somehow turn that into a revenue source and hold the world economy at risk.
So when the few of the president of the United States, he came out and said, let's make it clear, you know, our military is ready to go and where we stand to take action. How do you feel about the way NATO's Mark Rutte, General Secretary, came out looking to mend fences? Where's NATO at right now in your mind?
Well, remember, we have a couple outliers like the Spaniards. But most of the NATO countries lived up to their responsibilities to allow U.S. flights over their territory, allowed U.S. bases in their countries to be used for staging material and personnel for the conflict in Iran. So I think we've got to be very careful. Remember, the president sort of started off saying, we don't need NATO in this. We got it all. And now he's saying, well, you didn't do enough to help us. So a little bit of the confusion is, you know, Mr. President, you sort of told us at the beginning you didn't need us. No consultation beforehand. Didn't expect him to have consultation. And they have indicated, a number of them, to be willing to participate in the efforts to open and keep open the Strait of Hormuz. So I think the president ought to, find a way to sort of signal to the Spaniards, I didn't like that, and you're going to pay a price. But he ought to recognize that we have valuable allies and they can be of great assistance to us, but he needs to consult with them and draw them in and give them a seat at the table, not expect them to come running like, you know, some waiter in a restaurant whenever he decides that he needs them, particularly since he said, I don't need their help at the beginning.
Well, a couple of things. I think I agree with you on the consultation. They also want the element of surprise, and they did.
Right,
it worked.
Sure.
Yeah, 42 of those guys are taken out. Number two is, so when asked on escorting ships, the answer would be, yeah, because Iran is not just a U.S. problem. It's a problem, to all of Europe, especially. And so South Korea, Japan, obviously wherever you get oil, China. So it's a problem. So we are attacking a problem. And when France comes out, especially France, and says, yeah, we'll do it after the cessation of violence. Really? Okay. If you want to actually go to the origins of what went wrong in Iran, You could say the one country that said, hey, Ayatollah Khomeini, if you need a place to stay, being that you kicked out of Iraq and you can't get into Kuwait, why don't you come to Paris? And then if you want to go back to Iran, I got Air France jet to bring you there. And now that has been a problem for 47 years since. And now you act like Donald Trump started it. That I have a problem with.
Yeah, absolutely. He was living in a lovely villa outside of Paris. And would the world be so much different were he still there?
So let's look at where we're at right now. If you are President Trump, I think you need a military operation to reopen the Strait of Hormuz, the last major military operation. And at the same time, you need in the agreement to excavate and get out that 460 kilograms of your or pounds, whatever it is, of uranium. Those are the two major objectives left. Ideally, they'll be weak enough that the people can come up and take their country back. But I don't think you can leave without those two things.
I think you're absolutely right on the Strait of Hormuz. I do think we need to get the enriched uranium because there's enough there that if they were able to lay their hands on it, that's a big question. Can anybody really get to it? That's enough for 10 nuclear weapons and, you know, these people would use them. So let's start with the Strait. And you're right. The Europeans need this. They need it to be open. Look, where do you think they're getting their natural gas? They're getting it from Qatar. Where do you think they're getting a significant amount of their oil? They're getting it from the Middle East. And so this will hurt their economies as it will hurt our economies if this is turned into the Iranian controlled strait, and the only way you can get stuff in and out of it is to pay them a tariff, pay them a toll. And this is where consultation, you're right, before the initial strikes, there was no need to consult with the NATO allies because they were not going to be part of the operation. Now is the time to have U.S. war planners and NATO war planners thinking about what resources can be provided by our allies there and in the Far East to help open the Straits of Hormuz and keep them open.
All right, Karl Rove, Let's Talk Politics. Governor Youngkin speaking out on Sean Hannity's podcast. Came out and let him know that the thing about Governor Spanberger is not that she's left to right, it's that she misrepresented how she was going to lead Virginia. Listen to this exchange, Cut 36.
I want to get to Spanberger in this sense. There's never been a more overtly fraudulent candidate as her. And I hated the big lie. Borders closed, borders secure. Joe was so cognitively strong. Oh, I'm having a hard time keeping up with him. I'm like, really? Then you must be in bad shape. Because it was such I don't like to be lied to. And Spanberger, I have no plan to redistrict.
None.
You know, I can go through chapter and verse. She never ran on all of this agenda that she's now implementing in your Commonwealth.
Yeah.
It's got to be frustrating for you.
Yeah, it's most frustrating for people in Virginia. Really frustrating for me because we had, I think, advanced the state to literally a nationally leading position across job creation and financial security and opportunity and safety and education. But now we see them trying to undo all of it. And it is exactly this bait and switch. I mean, this illegal and unconstitutional redistricting referendum.
They want.
Tell me about what this means. Is it just Spanberger's future or does it tell you something about the Democratic Party?
Well, it tells us something about the Democratic Party, because remember, this was the big story. Mickey Sherrill and Spanberger were the centrist, veterans. They were going to help drag the Democratic Party back to the center, and it's been just the opposite. And let's step back for a minute and look at the numbers. Think about this. She won the election 58-42. She ran 9 points ahead of where the last Democrat was 4 years ago, 5 years, going on 4.5 years now. She ran ahead by 9 points. Her approval rating is 46 approve, 47 disapprove. Now, that is a 12-point drop from where she was last fall. And not only that, but this is the lowest approval number for any governor in the highest disapproval number for any governor since this poll began asking the question in 1994 after George Allen had been elected as Republican governor the previous November. No number has ever been this low, which says the people of the Commonwealth reacted to what she has done, raise taxes, do DEI, move to the left on cultural issues, do this very egregious gerrymandering. In the name of fairness, we're going to take Virginia from being a six Democrat, five Republican congressional delegation to 11 to 1. And they're going to do it by drawing things that would, you know, Eldridge Gerry, after whom we named this process, would be embarrassed at the lengths that they're going to in order to achieve that kind of realignment in the Virginia delegation.
So let's talk about the New Jersey race. Mikey Schell becomes governor. Her seat's vacant in the 11th district and has been vacant since she got the job. Now on April 16th, there'll be a special election. I find it fascinating because Republican elect Joe Hathaway, a former mayor who is somewhat moderate, pro-choice, is running on law enforcement, ICE reform, job growth, so kind of up the middle. But this Anila Mejia backs abolishing ICE, Medicare for all, no exemptions, expanding the Supreme Court, impeaching Justice Thomas and Alito, $25 minimum wage, tuition-free college, as left as it gets, endorsed by Bernie and AOC. Is there a chance for an upset here, or is New Jersey just a lost cause?
Well, you know, special elections advantage, the hardcore political party, and the bigger the turnout, the better the shot he would have. But in a special election like this, it's going to be tough because the hardcore partisans on both sides are going to come out, and there are a lot more hardcore partisan Democrats in this district than Republicans. But if there's an upset, he's got the right message, which is I'm a responsible person who's looking to go down and represent you and get things done that make your life better. She is a left wing ideologue. And you read just part of the list. I mean, she wants Medicare for all, in essence, free health care for everybody, including illegal aliens. So, she is a rabid left winger. Democrats don't seem to understand that like Madam Dami in New York and Mejia in New Jersey, these are people who are going to become, sort of representative across the broad span of our country of what the Democratic Party is up to. It's not going to be sort of, more working, traditional, the progressives and liberals. It's going to be these nuts. I mean, we see it in Michigan where they allow this guy, Abdul El-Say, who's running for the Democratic nomination, brings in this guy, a social media influencer, who said things like, America deserves 9/11. Yes, Hassan Piker, who is a nut. But there he is, and standing there with this, Democratic hopeful for the Senate, who refuses to disavow any of his statements. And then we have Rohit Kahana, who's a smart guy and knows better. He goes on television and says, well, of course, we're happy to have Hassan Piker, speaking out on behalf of Democratic candidates. I mean, it is a sad day for the Democrats when they cannot bring themselves to say, you know what, we didn't as a country deserve 9/11. And, we should not celebrate the death of innocents on October 7th at attending a music festival in Israel. We should not side with the enemies of America and with terrorist organizations against our country. And yet they can't bring themselves to do it. They prominent voices in the Democratic Party. Where are they denouncing this lunatic? We're not going to hear them.
I know. I hear you. Meanwhile, Al Sharpton said, come one, come all, if you want to be running for president or even thinking about it, because he will decide. I guess you got to go kiss his ring. Governor Josh Shapiro showed up early. Here's what he said about him running in New York City. Cut 28.
And I think that is a debate that our party hasn't had for a good long while. And that debate is not only going to help the Democratic Party. I think it's going to be healthy for this country. And what I can tell you for sure is that I want to be a part of that debate. Bring the common sense sensibility of what we do in Pennsylvania to that conversation. As to who's a candidate at the end of the day, that's for another day. But right now, what is critically important is that we have this national referendum in the midterms, and then we have an honest conversation as a party and as a country about what direction we want to go.
So what do you think? Shapiro's in?
I think so. He's smart to sort of, downplay it, because he's got an election to win this year. And if he wins a big election in this big battleground state, and particularly if he takes a significant slug of the Republican vote, 15-20% of the Republican vote, then he's going to be a big player for Democrats in 2028. Yet remember, the Democrats, in presidential elections, they tend not to nominate they nominated George McGovern, but they didn't nominate Bernie Sanders. They picked Bill Clinton and won. They picked Barack Obama, who played like he was not a left winger. Remember, we're not red states and blue states, but United States. You know, it was Hillary Clinton, not Bernie. It was Joe Biden, not people to his left. So Shapiro, you know, this was a smart move on his part to go to this meeting, but he also was really smart by signaling, we're going to have a debate.
Right.
And we're going to have a debate about where we are as a party. And my suspicion is he's going to come down on the grounds of, I'm a more traditional Democrat, not one of these left wingers.
And people in Pennsylvania always call me when I say he's a moderate, and they said, no, you don't see what he's doing. But I guess that's for another day. Karl Rove, always great to see you, literally see you on the stream.
Yeah, boy. And, you know, it's crisp white shirt, red tie, blue background. You look great. You got the smile on the face.
Yep.
You got everything going.
I do.
On the other hand, I'm hanging out in my little, you know, my little shack here in Austin, Texas.
Right. I think it's bigger than a shack. More on that later. Karl Rove, thank you. Back in a moment.
From breaking news to big name guests, Brian brings you insight you won't hear anywhere else. You're listening to the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Greg is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Hi, I'm Greg. I'm not an actor. I'm just a regular person. 8 years ago, I just didn't feel like I was on my game. I started taking Prevagen, and I want people to know that Prevagen has worked for me. Give it a try. I want it to help you just like it has helped me.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
My name is Christine, and I'm a widow. My husband, Ryan, was a healthy 34-year-old, and 3 months later, he was gone. Thankfully, he had life insurance. Ethos made it so easy. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. 100% online, no medical exam. Life insurance didn't take away the loss, but it did give us the space to just grieve.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/save. ethos.com/save. Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
All right, folks. As we approach Liberty Island, you'll see the iconic Statue of Liberty, standing tall at over 300 feet. The torch in her hand symbolizes a beacon of hope that's held up by her very wavy arm.
If you have geographic atrophy, or GA, subtle changes in vision could mean it's progressing toward irreversible vision loss. IZERVAY, or Avacincaptad Pegol, is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. It's proven to slow GA progression and could preserve your remaining vision for longer, so you can keep seeing the world around you. Don't take IZERVAY if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. IZERVAY can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. IZERVAY may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't wait for your vision changes to progress. Ask your retina specialist about IZERVAY today. To learn more, call 1-855-IZERVAY or go to IZERVAY.com. Paid for by Astellas Pharma.
I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute. She wrote a children's book about grief after the death of her husband, but now a Utah jury says she's the one responsible for his death. Jurors deliberated for just over 3 hours before finding Corey Richens guilty of first-degree aggravated murder and other charges in the 2022 death of her 39-year-old husband, Eric. It was a three-week trial where prosecutors painted the 35-year-old mother of three as an egotistical social climber who slipped a fatal dose of fentanyl into her husband's Moscow Mule with plans to inherit $4 million after his death, pay off a debt from a failed home flipping business, and start a new life with her lover. She was also found guilty of trying to poison Eric a month earlier on Valentine's Day with a fentanyl-laced sandwich that made him break out in hives and black out. Richens then wrote a children's book called Are You With Me? A year after the poisoning to help her sons process their loss. Richens will be sentenced in May. There's more on this story at foxnews.com or subscribe to the Fox True Crime Podcast. I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
After a Soviet arms buildup in Cuba, President John Kennedy addressed the American people with the world on the brink.
This sudden, clandestine decision to station strategic weapons for the first time outside of Soviet soil is a deliberately provocative and unjustified change in the status quo, which cannot be accepted by this country if our courage and our commitments are ever to be trusted again by either friend or foe. The 1930s taught taught us a clear lesson. Aggressive conduct, if allowed to go unchecked and unchallenged, ultimately leads to war. This nation is opposed to war. We are also true to our word. Our unswerving objective, therefore, must be to prevent the use of these missiles against this or any other country, and to secure their withdrawal or elimination from the Western Hemisphere.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
I'm Ashley DeBorkin with a Fox Celebrity Profile with Ryan Gosling and Sandra Hüller of Project Hail Mary. The book-to-screen epic journey is about a science teacher who wakes up in space, quickly realizing he's on a mission to save the world. He and Sandra Hüller love how the film brings a sense of wonder.
It has a nostalgic feel in terms of the kind of movie that is. So for you, is this the kind of movie that made you want to be in the movies, that made you want to go to the movies?
Absolutely. I just couldn't sit still in my seat, and it's giving you a feeling of the first time you've ever been in a theater.
There are those core memory movies like E.T. or Back to the Future, those films that you remember where you were when you saw them. You remember what they said about the world and your life when you saw them. They were films you talked about on the way home. They stuck with you afterwards. Mm-hmm. You know, I want those for my kids. And Ava and I look for those kind of films to go to as a family, and there just aren't many. So, but I think we've made one.
Ashley DeVorkin, Fox News.
Unique opinions. Hear it all on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. So when we come back, we'll be able to, we're moving on. We'll be able to take some calls in about 15, 20 minutes. But when we come back, we're going to continue to talk about what's happening with this, not only what's happening in politics, but I do want to talk about what's happening with Artemis. And Artemis 2 is coming back into our hemisphere. It's very rare these days when you talk about something and everyone's like, oh, that's fantastic. And that's the deal with space, which is ironic because they said one of the reasons we stopped going to space is because America got bored with walking on the moon. Believe it or not, now we have people who say we never walked on the moon. But in 68 to 72, we did it, took a lot of pictures, took some video, even some in color, planted a flag, played some golf. And they said, okay, it's not worth it anymore. Let's do the space shuttle program. Let's keep it lower, you know, let's get it lower space. Let's do satellites. Now people are thrilled with going back.
Get those W-2s ready. Tax season has arrived. It's the Fox Business Tax Tips. Fox News Radio's Jeannie Casola and Hillary Barsky are joined by the hosts of the Fox Business Network to provide you with the latest tips, tricks, and updates on filing your taxes. From deadlines to tax law changes to the latest deductions, we'll cover it all to make sure you keep that hard-earned money where it belongs, in your pocket. Listen and follow the Fox Business Tax Tips at foxnewspodcasts.com. Every weekday, it's your go-to source for staying informed and entertained. The Fox News Primetime Highlights Podcast, offering a curated selection of the most impactful moments of the Ingram Engel, Jesse Waters Primetime, Hannity, and Gutfeld. Listen and follow now so you never miss a moment of the action-packed highlights from these must-watch Fox News Channel shows. Go to foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you listen to podcasts. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Ashley DeVorkin with a Fox Celebrity Profile with Somebody Feed Phil's Phil Rosenthal and his daughter Lily. Phil, as a restaurateur, recently opened an L.A. diner called Max and Helen's, named after his parents. Lily is the creative director there.
What is your favorite thing to hear from customers? What do you love to hear?
Honestly, just that they feel warmth in the diner. That's like the best compliment, because that's exactly what we're going for. We want it to be a place that feels sweet and kind and warm.
Can I just brag a second?
Yeah.
I don't need to brag a little bit. A lot of that feeling comes from Lily.
The place is inspired by a diner Phil went to in Maine.
I thought that kind of hominess and kind of elevated experience where it's not fancy, It's just basic diner food elevated by great ingredients and people who know how to cook them. And maybe the nicest thing of all is that it's a tribute to my parents, Max and Helen.
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
You never know who might be taking the quiz.
Hi, I'm Neil deGrasse Tyson. You're a personal astrophysicist.
Hey, everyone, it's Phil Simms.
Hey, everyone, it's Danica McKellar.
It's Candace Bushnell.
I'm Jeremiah Brown.
Hey, everyone, I'm Kix Brooks.
I'm John Taffer.
I'm Jennifer Eden.
Everybody's Kevin Nealon.
It's Mr. Wonderful here, and it's time to take the quiz. Five questions in less than 5 minutes every day. Listen and follow at thequiz.fox.
The world of business moves fast. Stay on top of it with the Fox Business Rundown every Monday and Friday. Fox Business reporters, anchors, and hosts will bring you beneath the stock market speculation and boardroom drama to tell you about the biggest business stories of today. Whether you're on Main Street or Wall Street, Fox Business is invested in you.
Listen to the Fox Business Rundown every Monday and Friday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1980.
5 seconds to the gold medal. 4 to the gold medal. This impossible dream comes true.
The jury took less than 2 hours to reach its verdict. Remarkably fast when you consider they had 33 separate murders to consider.
I can't say at this moment what other nations will not go to the Summer Olympics in Moscow. Ours will not go.
I aim to try and tap that great American spirit that opened up this completely undeveloped continent from coast to coast and made it a great nation.
This individual, Mr. Chapman, came up behind him and called to him, Mr. Lenin, and then in a combat stance, he emptied the Charter Arms 38 caliber gun that he had with him and shot John Lennon.
News as it happened. News as it happened.
This is Fox News Talk.
I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute. A 75-year-old man from New York City was arrested and charged with murder, accused of killing his much younger wife and dumping her dismembered remains throughout the borough of Queens. Rupkan Simbu was charged with second-degree murder, 2 counts of concealment of a human corpse, and evidence tampering in the connection with the killing of his 33-year-old wife, Salisha Ali. Ali was last seen alive July 13th. The Queens District Attorney says Simbu and Ali were home together that day. The next morning, she didn't show up for work. Cops recovered Ali's severed head, legs, and arm earlier this month in the Jamaica Wildlife Refuge as they followed cell phone app data that showed Simbu was in the swamping area last summer. Ali's decomposing torso had been found near JFK Airport back in September in a blanket wrapped with yellow rope. A search warrant of Ali's home uncovered plastic wrap and the same yellow rope. If convicted, Simbu faces 25 years to life in prison. There's more on this story at foxnews.com or subscribe to the Fox True Crime Podcast. I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute.
The fastest 3 hours in radio. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
All right, go. Well, joining us now, and welcome back, everybody. About 20 minutes, we'll be able to take some calls. But let's bring in Buck Sexton. He's got a brand new book out. It's called Manufacturing Delusion, How the Left Uses Brainwashing, Indoctrination, and Propaganda Against You. And Buck, welcome. Congratulations on the book.
Thank you so much, man. I appreciate it. It's going well. You're a guy who sells a lot of books, Brian, so you know it's hard to sell books.
Right.
It's got to actually be good. But so far, the response has been really gratifying. People have really enjoyed it. The number one thing I hear from people is, wow, it's actually really good when you read it, which is kind of a backhanded compliment, but I'll take it.
Yeah, I know, because people usually eat the one-page summaries. But, Buck, you just take your CIA background along with your political knowledge, and you see that nothing's organic. There's an intentionality to it, right?
Well, yeah, absolutely. So manufacturing delusion is really meant to answer one question. How do people get pushed into being so crazy? And I look at this from a bunch of different perspectives. One, and because, you know, the subtitle of the book is How the Left Uses Brainwashing, Indoctrination, and Propaganda Against You. So I look at what's going on today. Like, why is your neighbor so nuts that he or she thinks that the world's going to end because of climate change or that men don't have an advantage in women's sports, or that babies get assigned gender at birth. Because this stuff is all objectively nuts, right? I mean, we all need to start speaking about this. This stuff is crazy. You know, that men can have vaginas and women can have penises. Like, that's not true. This is crazy stuff. Well, how does this happen? And so I looked at this from the perspective of radicalization first and my time in the CIA, because certainly with jihadist radicalization, you see there's a process, a pipeline and an indoctrination that occurs to get people to do things as crazy as blowing themselves up in a country they've really never been to before, trying to kill a bunch of strangers. We saw that when I was in Iraq, I was in Afghanistan. I actually start the book, Brian, my first CIA assignment in Nigeria. I was just like basically fresh out of college. It's kind of random that I ended up there, but it turned out that was a very fertile ground for radicalization, and it got really bad in the years following. So I look at that, and then I also look at the history of all this. So you kind of get a multiple perspective answer to the question of how do they make people go so nuts? And I think it's really resonated with people post-COVID. We saw most of the country go nuts. So it's really important to look at these issues.
But it's almost like you people broke up from being drunk, and they wake up and go, all those things are crazy. And then President Trump comes along in particular and starts running on common sense and willing to stand up and go, yeah, we got to build a wall. And you know what? The climate change stuff, it's a big hoax. And everyone's like, don't say that. But almost you needed a guy at the tip of the spear just saying what everyone should have been saying all along. He kind of broke the spell.
Well, yeah, this is my thing, Brian. We're not going to have Trump there to set right the madness always and in the future. As we know, he's already almost halfway through his second term. So I think because Trump was such a counterforce to not just the madness of COVID, by the way, but to the gender identity, trans stuff, for the BLM, the lies behind the BLM movement and the sanctification of George Floyd. Obviously, the climate change stuff has really fallen away. But when I wrote the book, which was over a year ago, there was still much more talk about the existential threat of climate change, the land acknowledgments that we do now. You know, Brian, I don't know. You're sitting on Iroquois land, buddy. I don't know if you start every show acknowledging that. You probably should. I'm on Seminole land. Probably should acknowledge that. So here's what I want everyone to know. This will happen again. It will keep happening. And maybe it doesn't happen to the whole society. Maybe it happens in part. But you need to understand there's a process. And I go through in the book, in Manufacturing Delusion, which your audience of readers and knowledgeable people who like history, by the way, there's a lot of history in the book, Brian. I go to the origins of mind control science with Pavlov, and then go through the Soviet Union and their gulag system and menticide, get into Chinese brainwashing, thought reform. It's a short book, but it's packed with a lot of history that people need to know, because there are things that are done to you, whether it's fire hose of falsehood propaganda, or it's isolation, or it's conditioning. There are things that are done to mold and even control the minds of individuals and the masses. And I think we need to identify what they are and know more about them, because it's happening to us every day.
So Buck Sexton's with us now. His new book is Manufacturing Delusion. Don't you think from the outside perspective, there is outside forces manipulating Americans against Americans? Even that we do a good job on it on our own, but don't you feel as though we're being manipulated from the outside too?
Oh, of course. There are, if you think about our global competitors and even enemies on the world stage, they have more access to Americans and to our thinking and to shaping and directing our thinking than ever before because of the internet, right? There's a duality to the digital world that we live in where, yes, we have more access to information than ever before, and all the great things about the internet, which there's tremendous fantastic things about it. But then there's also the flip side, which is that this gives places like China the ability to set up a totalitarian surveillance state that is beyond even what George Orwell could have imagined in 1984, certainly in terms of the technology deployed and the omnipresence of the system. So, yes, there are countries like China, like Russia, others that want to influence the way Americans think. It's a very powerful, very effective way to try to steer policy without a single bomb dropped or a single bullet fired. I actually get into places where a manufactured delusion or manufactured delusions are essentially running the country, if you will. That was certainly true in the Soviet Union. It's true in communist China today, although it's not really communist, so that's a longer conversation, and certainly in North Korea. And we see it in fits and starts in other places around the world. And you could think of it like mass hysteria, mass delusion. These are the same things. What happens to people, whether it's the 1600s and it's the witch craze in Europe, which, by the way, was far worse than the Salem witch trial situation here. Far more women were killed. Why did that happen? Why is it that jihadists are able to be radicalized sitting in their basement? And how does that tie in? This is what I think really hits people. Why are some of the tactics that I identify here in indoctrination, in brainwashing for terrorist groups, for cults? You see little bits of this in college campuses, left-wing activist groups, even, left-wing media in corporate America. Things like the forced confession, the bending the knee, the profession of things known to be false. These are all tactics that are used to engage in coercive mind control, or really the most common term, Brian, is brainwashing. These are variations on a theme, but there's a process in this historically and today that people really need to be aware of, and that's what manufacturing delusion lays out.
Right. So, in other words, if you could identify it, you could make sure you're not a victim of it, right?
Yeah, of course. Well, if you think about it this way, if someone's trying to get you to join a cult, and you're sitting there, now that's a very specific example, but of course that still happens today. I talk about Om Shinrikyo, which is a fascinating and horrific cult, really wanted to bring about the end of the world. They're the ones that put the sarin gas on the subways in Tokyo. Could have killed thousands and thousands of people if they had just gone about it a little bit differently. But I go through this and I say, look, there are these things, whether it's separating you from your family, whether it's forced false confession, whether it's exploitation of phobia, so irrational fear, all these different things. These are done to you on an individual level so that they can separate you from your previous belief system and make you think crazy things. And like I said, it can even be something like, oh, I put the black square up on BLM. I'm a big believer in this movement. And I think that, 15,000 black men are killed by cops in America every year in a racist murder with no consequence. I mean, the real number, and it's not even clear that these are racist murders, but the real number is like 15 when the Washington Post did the analysis. But most Democrats thought it was in the thousands and thousands.
Right.
So you can see these things, right? You can see, why do they get you marching in crowds? Why do they get you chanting slogans? You see the way that people's minds are manipulated and used, and this is the part of it that's so important, exploited for reasons of politics. And I truly believe that this, certainly not climate change and certainly not, an asteroid hitting us tomorrow, this is the biggest threat we face.
Well, do you think there's a coordination between that podcast world that we're seeing on the extreme right and a lot of the messaging that's happening out there? A lot of people feel as though there's something manipulating there. Rather than people just getting clicks, there's an agenda. Do you see it that way?
Yeah, there's international money flowing into people now, not just on the left. That's been going on for a long time, but on the right as well. And I think this will come out more in time. There's a lot of blurring of what is a investment in a media entity versus what is effectively paying for an off-books lobbyist or propagandist, even somebody that should be registering under the Foreign Agent Registration Act. That's happening. We're going to see more of that, I think, meaning people looking into this in media. It certainly is going to happen, I think, if you have a Democrat that wins in 28, because they'll be able to pick out people on the right who have started to coordinate their messaging with foreign entities in a way that is deeply concerning. I think it's more common on the left, but it's happening on the right as well. And if you can get people, the best way to defeat America is to defeat us from within by convincing us of manufactured delusions, by slowly but surely chipping away at our sense of unity, of community, of what it means to be an American, of our Constitution, of our shared history. So these are information operations, Brian. I mean, if you're talking about it in military terms, this is psyops, and there are psyops being run via the internet on the American people all the time, externally certainly, but using some of our own people, unfortunately, as useful idiots of Soviet lore.
Right. I also would think the anti-Semitism, there seems to be a strategy behind that. Where did that come from? Why is it everywhere? Why is that linked almost on October 7th and 8th? Why all of a sudden did that rise up when it should have been a time for sympathy towards Israel and the Jewish community? It was actually, it just bred scripted hate.
Well, when I looked again at the process, and I think it's so important when I'm laying this out, or when someone's reading Manufacturing Delusion, the book, which I certainly hope your audience will go get a copy of. I think they will find it well worth the read. Everybody that has come up to me, strangers, have said that they were surprised by how much they got out of it, how much they learned from it. And part of that is that process, Brian, of the steps, the tactics, if you want to call them that. I refer to them as tactics along the way. And confusion and degradation are two of the pinnacles, or two of the pillars, rather, of menticide, which is mind destruction. And I get into the history of what menticide is in the book, but more importantly for your question about Israel and what happened on October 7th, it was actually the people that hate Israel and the people who are anti-Semites, they view this as an opportunity to push even further and essentially, we saw this in the U.S. in 9/11 as well, by the way, to say, oh, well, either it didn't happen the way that they said, or they deserved it, some combination of these things. Because once you are degrading yourself as somebody going along with this narrative that is so obviously and demonstrably false, you are deeper and deeper into the brainwashing apparatus, if you will. Confusion and degradation. Confuse the people that you want to control by telling them it's a good thing, or it didn't even happen, or even if it happened, it is a good thing. I mean, they just constantly change what the narrative is as long as it's hateful toward Israel. And then the degradation part of it is say things that are objectively false. But that's actually how you prove your allegiance
right
to the ideologies. You have to lie about this stuff, or you have to say that, you know, it's not true, it didn't happen, or whatever. Because once, if you're willing to say the most obvious things are untrue, or the most clearly true things are untrue, then they've got you. Then it's easy to push you further down the rabbit hole of madness, of a manufactured delusion.
And now you have Democrats standing on the stage with a guy that says, we deserve 9/11 and October 7th didn't happen. When you have what's happening over in Michigan right now. So what happens is you say something so extreme and everyone's like, oh, of course that Hassan Piker is not going to be acceptable. Next thing you know, Ro Khanna standing with him, go, I don't agree with everything he says. And that statements become more and more acceptable as you see people that you're familiar with standing with them.
Well, you know, we're all also, and the last chapter of the book is the future of mass delusion. And I get into the changes that we're seeing technologically, but that affect us very much day to day. You know, we are running a real-time experiment here, Brian, of people carrying around effectively propaganda devices at all times with them in their pocket. I mean, smartphones, whether it's social media, all the different ways that you can get information, and now AI, which obviously also plays a very, and will play a stronger and stronger role in this. People's minds are being molded and they're being subjected to conditioning processes in a more 24/7 and constant loop than ever before. And we're starting to just grapple with this, I think, as a society. We're seeing with kids, by the way, you know, you saw that lawsuit against Facebook. People are recognizing, well, hold on a second. You can really do damage to kids if they're not being watched out for on these social media platforms. In terms of the messaging, I'm not even talking about people, you know, predators and people like that who are targeting children. That's obviously a major problem as well, but that's been known for a long time. But the issue in these lawsuits has been what it does to the minds of young people and how it creates a loop for self-harm. Yeah, that's also true, though, at different levels. Obviously, adults have agency and a greater responsibility to take care of this themselves. But it's happening to our whole society all at once. And the craziest stuff now is getting the most attention. And one thing, Brian, you know, I appreciate, I mean, obviously, I'm a fan of your work. We've known each other for years.
Yeah.
I appreciate that you stick to what you believe is true and what you think is good and honest and right. As you and I both know, that's not what always gets the clicks these days, my friend.
I know.
Say the most outrageous stuff, say the wildest garbage, profess the biggest imaginable delusion you can, and all of a sudden you're atop the charts. All of a sudden you're getting all this attention. The currency of the internet is outrage, it's mania, it's conspiracy, and that's just unfortunately spiraling. And it is creating delusions on the right as well, I might say. People are just saying wild stuff. I know normies, as we would call them, who are texting me and they're saying, hey, did you see this conspiracy theory that's, whether it's related to the Charlie Kirk assassination, or it's related to Trump and Epstein, or it's all these things. And I'm looking at these people, I'm like, what are you? Yeah, of course we ask questions about all this. Yeah, of course we need presentation of evidence, and investigation is fine and necessary of these things. But, you know, the North Koreans are not working with the Venezuelans to get a space landing going to set up a laser so that they can take out, you know, the J.D. Vance administration before it even happens or something. I mean, this is... These crazy. People are nuts. The stuff they're saying is crazy, and it's troubling to see that this is spreading so rapidly. So Manufacturing Delusion is about how we stop this madness.
Congratulations on the book. Pick it up. Manufacturing Delusion, Buck Sexton. Congratulations.
Hey, man. Thank you so much, Brian.
Back in a moment.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
Texting enrolls you into recurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Let's talk testosterone. After 40, things change. Harder to stay in shape. Less energy and drive. It's not your fault, but don't sit back and let it happen. Nugenix Total T2 is a 100% drug-free ultimate testosterone booster. It boosts your body's own free and total testosterone after 2 weeks. Plus, skyrockets nitric oxide in as little as 3 hours, helping you get leaner, stronger, and more energized. Clinically validated to work safely and effectively without the scary side effects shots and creams can have, like prostate issues, mood changes, thick blood, hair loss, not to mention the cost. Listen, Nugenix Total T2 really works, boosting energy and drive. If it didn't, we couldn't have given millions of men complimentary samples for over 10 years and still be here.
Get your complimentary bottle of new Nugenix Total T2 today. Text BIKE to 215-215 and we'll send you a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, our most powerful fat incinerator, absolutely free. Text BIKE to 215-215.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. Maybe you haven't heard about us. We're not one of the big guys. Truth is, we don't want to be. If you're over 50, Big Wireless has you paying for more data than you might need. Why? They might want you to cover the cost of younger people who do use all that data. If you're not using the data, you're probably being used. We've heard time and time again that some Big Wireless customers get stuck paying hundreds and even thousands more for years and years because they think it's hard to switch. Not with us. It takes just about 20 minutes, and you can change your plan anytime without extra charges. We use the same towers as the big guys, so you'll get the same fast nationwide coverage without the big wireless bill.
Our plans start at just $20 a month, and for a limited time, switch and get your second month free. Call 1-888-FREEDOM, visit ConsumerCellular.com, or a store near you and get your second month free today. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional details.
I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute. She wrote a children's book about grief after the death of her husband, but now a Utah jury says she's the one responsible for his death. Jurors deliberated for just over 3 hours before finding Corey Richens guilty of first-degree aggravated murder and other charges in the 2022 death of her 39-year-old husband, Eric. It was a three-week trial where prosecutors painted the 35-year-old mother of three as an egotistical social climber who slipped a fatal dose of fentanyl into her husband's Moscow Mule with plans to inherit $4 million after his death, pay off a debt from a failed home flipping business, and start a new life with her lover. She was also found guilty of trying to poison Eric a month earlier on Valentine's Day with a fentanyl-laced sandwich that made him break out in hives and black out. Richens then wrote a children's book called Are You With Me? A year after the poisoning to help her sons process their loss. Richens will be sentenced in May. There's more on this story at foxnews.com or subscribe to the Fox True Crime Podcast. I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute.
This is House Call for Health. A new study shows more people with a high school diploma or less education are dying from medically preventable causes compared to those with at least a college degree. Researchers say those who were less educated see doctors less often, even if they have chronic illnesses that put them at a greater risk of death. The study analyzing more than 476,000 Americans from 1996 to 2022, finding that those without a college degree had a 144% greater rate of medically preventable death. That's up from a 71% gap in preventable deaths in 2001. Cuts to Medicare, Medicaid, and to the Affordable Care Act could make those numbers grow. A lead researcher says it's always been a belief that inequalities in housing, nutrition, and exposure to hazards underlie the high death rates of less privileged Americans. The study was reported in the American Journal of Public Health. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
That's getting you talking. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Sponsored by Prevagen. Prevagen, made for your brain.
So, There is so much going on right now in politics, as well as what's going on with the war. And the Friday is going to be talks. It's less than 24 hours away about where we go forward or where they go back to war in the big picture and what it means when it's all said and done, what it means when it's all said and done with the election. Because if you can get the economy, if you get this war ended the right way, you get the economy just functioning the way it can with everything that's been primed to do for the last year with this administration's policies, along with the tax returns that are coming now, you know, the deadline's next week, but really coming now and through April and May, you'll have a economy that's humming, and then you'll have Democrats being forced to do something they haven't done in a long time, and that is justify their vote, like fight for the vote. Because that would be interesting. Just a quick announcement, as I mentioned before, Uniting the States, the book I have coming out in October. Also have a tour along with this. I'm going to be in St. Louis, going to be in Westbury, Long Island, going to be in Jacksonville, also in Clearwater, Florida. I hope to see everybody in person. So go to BrianKilmeade.com. Also streaming on Fox Nation. Next up is going to be Reno, Nevada. It's going to be May 30th and then July 11th in a beautiful Pensacola, Florida.
All right, folks, as we approach Liberty Island, you'll see the iconic Statue of Liberty, standing tall at over 300 feet. The torch in her hand symbolizes a beacon of hope that's held up by her very wavy arm.
If you have geographic atrophy, or GA, subtle changes in vision could mean it's progressing toward irreversible vision loss. Izervay, or Avastin Captid Pegol, is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. It's proven to slow GA progression and could preserve your remaining vision for longer, so you can keep seeing the world around you. Don't take Izervay if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't wait for your vision changes to progress. Ask your retina specialist about Izervay today. To learn more, call 1-855-IZERVAY or go to izervay.com. Paid for by Astellas Pharma.
From the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Most experts and pundits thought President Harry Truman would be soundly defeated by Thomas Dewey. On November 2nd, 1948, Truman had a last laugh.
Then Mr. Kelton Barnes and Mr. Harkness were reporting the situation as it then developed. And Mr. Kelton Barnes was saying, well, the president is a million bucks ahead in the popular vote. We have yet to hear. Mr. Truman will be defeated. And to the sorrow of myself and those who were listening with me, and I went back to bed and went to sleep.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Ron Taylor. Vice President J.D. Vance says a third round of negotiations with Iran have ended in Pakistan after 21 hours without reaching an agreement. Vance spoke briefly to reporters after the talks concluded before dawn Sunday. Two Pakistani officials say discussions between the heads of the delegations will resume after a break. The historic talks ended days after a fragile two-week ceasefire was announced as the war entered its seventh week. President Trump is angry with NATO allies over the Iran war, and the future of the military alliance is in question.
The president's uneasy relationship with NATO took a turn for the worse during the conflict with Iran when allies refused to assist in U.S. and Israeli-led war. On Wednesday, Donald Trump met privately with NATO's Secretary General in the Oval Office. No media coverage of the White House visit was allowed, unlike previous visits. Afterwards, the president was still fuming, writing on social media that NATO wasn't there when we needed them, and they won't be there when we need them again. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Ukraine has accused Russia of failing to abide by a proposed holiday ceasefire.
Firefighters in Sumy, Ukraine carry an injured person out of an apartment building ahead of a proposed ceasefire with Russia for the Orthodox Easter weekend. Russian President Vladimir Putin on Thursday declared a 32-hour ceasefire until the end of Sunday, and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky promised Saturday to abide by the break-in attacks. But a Ukrainian military officer says the ceasefire is not being observed by the Russian side, and in Odessa, at least two people were killed. I'm Donna Water.
Construction on the new White House ballroom can continue, at least for now. A U.S. Court of Appeals ruled Saturday that work on the project can proceed through April 17th. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Whether you're climbing the corporate ladder, launching a new project, or just looking for that extra edge, your brain is your most valuable asset. Now there's a way to support it every single day, Think Factor. From the makers of Relief Factor, Think Factor is built to help you stay sharp, nurture your memory, boost your attention. It unlocks the mental clarity and precision you need to stay ahead of the game, no matter the challenge. After a couple of weeks of taking Think Factor, I noticed a dramatic difference in my clarity, my focus, even my memory. And look, the longer you take Think Factor, the better it works. This is not a one-off. You want to take Think Factor regularly. If you're a go-getter who refuses to settle, Think Factor can help you perform at your best and keep your edge. Call 800-4-RELIEF. That's 800-4-RELIEF, or just visit ReliefFactor.com to order Think Factor. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Your first bottle is just $19.95. Think Factor. Think clearer, perform better daily with Think Factor.
New Yorkers are flocking to Manhattan's Bryant Park for what correspondent Julie Walker says is an annual display of a lovable woodcock's bobbing strut.
The American woodcock, a tiny bird that seemingly dances around, has become the star attraction in New York City's Bryant Park as hordes of onlookers stop by each day to see it, including Yale University professor Bill Rankin.
It's a very charismatic bird. I mean, it's goofy looking. It's got eyes that are always looking at you no matter where you are. It does this nice little dance when it's nervous. Having two of them together is a kind of nice little, you know, romantic story of spring and everything.
The woodcocks are known to stop by Manhattan's Bryant Park every year as they migrate north in early spring. Julie Walker, New York.
You'll find more stories like these plus breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor. It would appear that San Francisco may have solved its crime problem.
After years of rising lifestyle crimes, San Francisco has seen dramatic declines in burglary, robbery, and car break-ins following the 2022 recall of District Attorney Chasa Boudin and the appointment of Brooke Jenkins. Jenkins' aggressive prosecution strategy, coupled with expanded use of license plate readers and drones, has helped the city become significantly safer.
Correspondent John Scott adds that new technology, including 400 license plate readers and 80 drones, has aided in over 1,000 arrests by providing real-time intelligence to police. The Motley Fool's 2026 Best Places to Retire reports have been released. The report found that Arkansas is best for costs of living and number five for housing costs. Rounding out the top five list of the cheapest sites to retire were Kentucky and Texas. More at townhall.com.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
For me, the best part of my day is when a commercial loan actually closes. The owner of the business, they finally have the cash to go do what they want to do to grow their business. They might have stressed about this, hoping it would all work, and when it all comes together as planned, it's a win-win for everyone. So I like that. I like it when people are happy, like, yes, I got my money, because it can be very stressful.
Plumas Bank. Experienced bankers. Real solutions. Visit plumasbank.com.
From high atop Fox
News headquarters in New York City. Always seeking solutions, never sowing division. It's Brian Kilmeade.
All right, from 40th and 6th in Midtown Manhattan, we have the Brian Kilmeade Show. Threatening to close out the week strong. Julian Epstein served as chief counsel to the House Judiciary Committee. Democrats, somewhat moderate. He has a message for other Democrats who are going to make their names known. Griff Jenkins is going to be here getting ready for Fox and Friends weekend. But we have a lot to discuss, including a lot of moving targets out there this morning. It's a lot of news breaking from Israel. So let's get to the big three.
Number three.
Tomorrow, the Orion spacecraft will enter the Earth's atmosphere at approximately 25,000 miles per hour. That heat shield, the thermal protection system, which is built by American hands and American factories, for materials designed to withstand temperatures that approach the surface of the sun, will bear the full force of that reentry.
So there we go. The NASA Associate Administrator speaking to us about Artemis II coming back to Earth, but leaves the space program out of this world. Why I think this could be a new national unifier.
Number two.
The 25th Amendment must be invoked before it's too late.
Every member of Congress and senator must be calling for Trump's removal.
Do I think Donald Trump should be impeached? Absolutely.
Donald Trump, who I believe is suffering from dementia at this point.
How would he know? He just watched the president for 4 years suffer from dementia and you were in denial. Just a joke. It's the same old tune. Politics aplenty as Dems try to make Trump the story again. And the 28 presidential Democratic contenders line up in New York City as we see a possible dark horse on the Republican side in 28, fighting for it all in Virginia.
Number one.
Well, the president has information that none of us have. There's something there that's telling him this looks better than any of the other negotiations that he's been involved in, and certainly what the Iranians did with the Obama administration. That's got to be a fact.
Yep, that's what General Jack Keane told me 1 hour ago on Fox and Friends. Iran ceasefire talks get underway, and it's world-defining. It's going to be a defining moment for J.D. Vance. The impact his career will be tremendous. Can he land this plane positive for us and for Trump, or will this whole thing blow up in his face and be a failed effort by the vice president, who reportedly was not on board to begin with? And that's going to be key. J.D. Vance leading the delegation with Jared Kushner, as well as Steve Witkoff, face-to-face for the first time since 1978 with the Iranians, who we have no diplomatic relations with, but the foreign minister will be there. Griff, are you optimistic these talks are going to yield anything?
Well, I hope so. And, you know, when I first learned that it was going to take place in Islamabad, I sort of stepped back and thought, is Pakistan a good place to do this? Are they good faith partners? Hopefully it is. But at the end of the day, I think that, you know, you have to separate two things. One is we have undeniably achieved a tactical victory on the battlefield in Iran. Right. Now we need the strategic victory. And those two things include, obviously, freedom of navigation, the Strait of Hormuz, and a resolution to Iran's nuclear program. And there's no signs that's near, but the administration is very optimistic. And obviously, the push to finish this is paramount right now.
No doubt about it. And the strait right now is being blocked by Iran, which gives them some leverage for now, because we're choosing not to use our military to open it and take control of it. Here's their foreign minister. Listen to this. Cut one.
Anybody who communicate with the Iranian authority has got permission from yesterday. Those technical restrictions are very much connected to the wartime condition, and it takes time to be removed. So safe passage is secure. We have maps. We have everything that, you know, we have to be careful that, you know, the safe passage of tankers and vessels and well-being of crews are actually met during this passage.
What is it, five ships got through the other day? I mean, you need 100.
It's a total of 10. A total of 10 have passed through in the 48 hours since President Trump demanded open and immediate freedom of navigation. And at the end of the day, I think that you do have to look, imagine if you were at a corporation, a big corporation that the CEO, the CFO, the executive team, the HR, everybody was wiped out all of a sudden. The new people have to take over. Perhaps there is a grace period, of taking a while. But also the rhetoric you're seeing from Iranian officials that appear to be in charge are suggesting they're in control now. And this whole business about charging a toll, which President Trump is saying is an absolute non-starter. But, you know, the control of the Strait of Hormuz has always been this sword of Damocles, if you will, hanging over the Middle East. Remember, only 2% of the tankers that come through that strait are bound for the U.S. More than 40% go to China. A lot go to India. So at the end of the day...
So we should stop China. China ships are moving through and say, no offense, but no, nothing's getting through until it's everybody's getting through.
Yeah.
And Jack Keane says, well, there's no reason. He spoke to Admiral Cooper. There's no reason. That's just a political decision. So we have to make that decision. I mean, there's no way to allow international waters to be controlled by any country, including us.
Right. And you're already seeing, by the way, other countries like Qatar, Kuwait, and others look for alternative ways to move oil out of there to not go through the strait. That's kind of the future. But if you do, and the U.S. gets involved and finishes this and has to militarily open that strait, it's going to be incumbent upon other countries, particularly Gulf states, to make sure that Iran never gets anything close to the control.
I mean, here's what Jack Keane said about the Strait of Hormuz about an hour ago. Cut 8.
I know our forces can open up that strait and protect the ships going through it. People are hand-wringing about a drone here and a missile there, and it's not going to take anything to stop it. They don't understand the plan, all right, and the details of the plan. The United States military can secure, define space that's moving through the straits, put it, absolute air cap and an air bubble around all of that, and make certain that anything that tries to penetrate it is going to be defeated. My God, we've been protecting our own ships against Iranians, have been firing on them for weeks. We can certainly do this. It's considerably more limited than that. But you think we're actually going to let anybody come close to that shoreline? We'll have Apache helicopters up, surveillance up.
There's over 3,000 ships just stacked up, waiting to go through.
And you heard in Chairman Kane's press briefing that some 700 naval mines had already been taken out. So it almost seems like they were laying the groundwork for this. And
I don't understand why we're waiting. I mean, this is... do you think really anything's going to come out of this weekend?
I think they're waiting because President Trump genuinely believes that there is a path for diplomacy still yet with the new leaders in Iran. Remember, when we went in and took Maduro, he didn't leave a power vacuum in the country leadership. He found a willing partner in Delcy Rodriguez. We'll see if that bears fruit. It seems to be going pretty well so far. He is now looking to Iran's new regime, new leaders, and there is a lot of criticism that they have ties to the old regime. But at the end of the day, I keep coming back to this, it is going to be, we can do this. The question, and General Keane's so spot on it would not be hard for us to do it. And to your point, Brian, why don't we do it now? We should have done it yesterday. I think they're giving the Iranian new regime any last-minute hope to say, you want to be a partner, we'll bring you in, and we'll embrace you. Things like the sanctions relief, you're going to get that. But you open it up, you don't get control of the strait, and you don't get the uranium.
You're not going to get sanctions relief unless you get all the uranium out, some type of monitor system, as well as open up the strait, and you have zero control over it. There can't be any control. There can't be any Iranian fingerprints anywhere near it. And they got to, and you got to have a 50, 100 ships go through before anything takes place.
Not control, but they're still a part of it. Remember, Karg Island, we've talked a lot about that. We hit it a few days ago. We have not hit anything other than military targets in Karg Island. Karg Island's 90% of the crude oil comes through there. They're leaving that in place because to take it out would economically destroy that country. And I suspect China has been on the phone with Iranian's new regime saying, cut a deal. Do something. You cannot allow the U.S. to take it out. But they're not control of the strait, but the operation of moving that crude oil would continue.
You know, Iran can't have any control. You think that they can have any control of the strait?
Not control, but they can continue to operate through the strait, which would be governed by, ultimately, Gulf states. And we would not... It would not be the American control of the strait.
Yeah, that's, I don't think we should have any control.
And it doesn't affect us that much. But the Gulf states are looking, they're looking at all this thinking, wow, if we can remove that decades-long threat that Iran would try and control the strait, we're now there. And so this is a very important moment, and this Pakistan meeting is very important too, because we're going to learn, I think, a lot of where they are in terms of the nuclear question is separate, but in terms of just the strait itself, we're going to learn a lot about that.
So the Prime Minister of England came out and compared Donald Trump to Vladimir Putin. And then we have the president of France saying, we don't support this American mission, and went up to Iran and said, we'd just like to be able to move our ships through, and France is moving ships through. Think about that.
NATO allies.
NATO allies. I mean, this is an alliance very much in jeopardy, in my view.
And what's crazy historically, because you write history books, no American president going back decades was willing to confront Iran, and not just confront them, but to actually back,
on behalf of all these other people,
back the confrontation with military might. You know, what are you going to do? More sanctions? That hasn't worked. It hasn't stopped their pursuit of a nuclear weapon. What are we going to do? Sign a JCPOA and do a new one and maybe give them a signing bonus of more pallets of cash so that they continue to build missile factories? President Trump has now brought them, compelled them to the negotiation table after a perfect history of never negotiating in good faith, sat them down and said, you got one shot, one chance of good faith negotiations, and likely that starts this weekend.
So not good news on the inflation front. Inflation soared to 3.3%, highest in 2 years, driven by rising gasoline costs. Now, the president, very economically oriented, as a politician, a person, and a business person, that's bothering him. And that's what I think's weighing over his head, understandably, with all these decisions.
And the polls right now show American people are not wild about this war in Iran. And this inflation number, 3.3%, is terrible. It's almost up 1%. But if you look into the numbers, I was just looking at them a moment ago, the core CPI is only up 0.2%, which is on par, the same as what it's been for the last few months. That means that non-fuel-related categories of inflation are not rising. It's all about the price of oil. And if we get the Strait of Hormuz resolved, it won't happen overnight. But 3 months from now, you could see gas go way down. And that's what President Trump's looking into. I tell people, don't look. All these polls about the American people aren't behind the war, that means nothing. Zilch, particularly as it pertains to the midterms right now. Show me the poll in July, in August, after the strait is open, after there's a resolution with Iran, and that strategic victory on top of the tactical victory is chosen. That's where President Trump is looking, and those polls will be remarkably different, and inflation will be remarkably down because you won't have oil prices up. You'll have them down.
So what was your take on Melania Trump's press conference yesterday, where she basically ripped the press for linking her to Epstein? Cut 47.
The lies linking me with the disgraceful Jeffrey Epstein need to end today. The individuals lying about me are devoid of ethical standards.
So she goes on. People in the White House evidently were caught by surprise. Number one, I didn't know what links she was talking about. There were a few photos, but I'm not thinking Melania at all. What were you thinking?
There are very few things that truly shock me in Washington, having covered that for more than 30 years. When I watched that live, because I was curious what she was going to talk about. Remember, she just talked about the Take It Down Act and this, you know, major accomplishment that she's done as a very active first lady. I thought, what? Where is this coming from? And obviously now we're all waiting to see if some bad story is coming out that she was trying to get ahead of. But in the you know, communications world, particularly something as focused as any White House, let alone this one, which seems to be very organized and quite disciplined under Caroline Leavitt, she gets huge credit for that. If you're trying to get in front of a story, the White House press shop would have known. It appears they were caught off guard. I don't know what prompted that, but I can tell you this. There was probably choice words between the president and the first lady about dropping that without notice, if indeed the president's staff didn't see that coming.
And the other time that happened is when she went to the border because of incidents about separating families in her first term, and she kind of did that on her own. But this put the Epstein thing back in the spotlight. Why?
Yeah.
Well, who benefits from that?
I mean, it didn't just bring it back. It breathed serious life into it, because in those remarks, you note, she also said that she wanted to have the victims, Epstein's victims, testify before Congress. So every,
under oath.
Under oath. So every Democrat that's wanted to hang Epstein around Trump to bring him down was like, wow, what? Is it Christmas morning? And then you've got people like Nancy Mace and a few Republicans that are trying to keep lighting, breathing life into that. They're obviously happy about that. It was very, very unusual. And unlike the border thing, I was at the border in Texas when she came down for that visit in McAllen, Texas, where she came. You know, a trip like that, while it looked like she just popped up out of nowhere, the communication shop knew. I mean, you can't put a first lady on an airplane and people don't know that. This appears to have really been, hey, let's not tell them, we're just going to do this thing. When they announced it, obviously, the White House shop, upper press, as they call it, would have said, what is this all about? It's unclear what the conversations were between the Caroline Leavitt team and the First Lady's team. But one thing is for sure, she went in further than I think they expected her to go.
Yeah, we knew the press conference was there. We just didn't know what it was going to be about. And I noticed nobody was carrying it. And all of a sudden, I see moments ago, and I'm watching MSNBC or CNN, one of those, and I think, why are they covering Melania? They always ignore Melania. And they're covering it because she brought up this. So, Griff, who's going to be on real quick, 20 seconds?
Look, we're doing Artemis. And by the way, one of those astronauts, Christina Koch, she is a huge surfer. So I'm going to look a little deeper into that.
Not enough people are talking about the astronauts and surfing. So you're going to look to, you'll probably have that.
That's right. She's a Philadelphia Eagles fan, so I'm not going to hold it against
her. 6 to 10 Saturday and Sunday.
That's right.
Griff Jenkins, thanks so much. Back in a moment, Brian Kilmeade Show.
Diving deep into today's top stories, it's Brian Kilmeade.
Texting enrolls you into recurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Let's talk testosterone. After 40, things change. Harder to stay in shape. Less energy and drive. It's not your fault, but don't sit back and let it happen. Nugenix Total T2 is a 100% drug-free ultimate testosterone booster. It boosts your body's own free and total testosterone after 2 weeks. Plus, skyrockets nitric oxide in as little as 3 hours, helping you get leaner, stronger, and more energized. Clinically validated to work safely and effectively without the scary side effects shots and creams can have, like prostate issues, mood changes, thick blood, hair loss, not to mention the cost. Listen, Nugenix Total T2 really works, boosting energy and drive. If it didn't, we couldn't have given millions of men complimentary samples for over 10 years and still be here.
Get your complimentary bottle of new Nugenix Total T2 today. Text SPIKE to 215215 and we'll send you a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, our most powerful fat incinerator, absolutely free. Text SPIKE to 215215.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. Maybe you haven't heard about us. We're not one of the big guys. Truth is, we don't want to be. If you're over 50, Big Wireless has you paying for more data than you might need. Why? They might want you to cover the cost of younger people who do use all that data. If you're not using the data, you're probably being used. We've heard time and time again that some Big Wireless customers get stuck paying hundreds and even thousands more for years and years because they think it's hard to switch. Not with us. It takes just about 20 minutes, and you can change your plan anytime without extra charges. We use the same towers as the big guys, so you'll get the same fast nationwide coverage without the big wireless bill.
Our plans start at just $20 a month, and for a limited time, switch and get your second month free. Call 1-888-FREEDOM, visit ConsumerCellular.com, or a store near you and get your second month free today. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional details.
I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute. The 75-year-old man from New York City was arrested and charged with murder, accused of killing his much younger wife and dumping her dismembered remains throughout the borough of Queens. Rupkan Simbu was charged with second-degree murder, 2 counts of concealment of a human corpse, and evidence tampering in the connection with the killing of his 33-year-old wife, Salisha Ali. Ali was last seen alive July 13th. The Queens District Attorney says Simbu and Ali were home together that day.
The next morning, she didn't show up for work. Cops recovered Ali's severed head, legs, and arm earlier this month in the Jamaica Wildlife Refuge as they followed cell phone app data that showed Simbu was in the swamping area last summer. Ali's decomposing torso had been found near JFK Airport back in September in a blanket wrapped with yellow rope. A search warrant of Ali's home uncovered plastic wrap and the same yellow rope. If convicted, Simbu faces 25 years to life in prison. There's more on this story at foxnews.com or subscribe to the Fox True Crime Podcast. I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute.
Fox on 10. The world might not be ready yet for AI doctors. Your own physician has likely warned you about reading too much about your symptoms from websites or discussion forums and convincing yourself of a diagnosis. And there's some truth to that. Only trained and licensed healthcare pros should be giving you their opinions after actually examining you. But there's still emerging artificial intelligence tech for the healthcare field aimed at helping both patients and doctors. A tool Google had been working on, however, may not have been as helpful. Google quietly scrapped an AI feature called What People Suggest. It, among other things, summarized healthcare tips from around the world. But a report from The Guardian suggested it was giving out bad medicine to users, and that could be risky. Google says the feature's removal had nothing to do with safety matters, but was part of a simplification of its search page. With Fox on Tech, I'm Evan Brown, Fox News.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
As legend has it, Abner Doubleday invented a little game called baseball in Cooperstown, New York, in the year 1839. Myth or truth, no one knows for sure. But 100 years later, the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum opened in Cooperstown and has done a great job of balancing the myth with the historical record.
Ladies and gentlemen, I now declare the National Baseball Museum and the Baseball Hall of Fame in Cooperstown, New York, the birthplace of baseball, open. May it forever stand as a symbol of clean play and good sportsmanship.
The first class in 1939 included Cy Young of the Red Sox, Phillies legend Connie Mack, Honus Wagner of the Pirates, and the Yankees' Babe Ruth.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk. Talk show that's real. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
But I think more Democrats should listen to me and say it'd be on the right side of history and holding Iran accountable. And if you have to pick a side, pick our side, pick civilization, pick Israel. There was just a poll, I think it was today, Pew pointed out 80% of Democrats view Israel as negative. Like, that's insane. You know, that's our special ally. That's the only place in the region that has the kind of values and the kinds of way that we live and what we want here as a Democrat. How is that possible that 8 out of 10 view Israel in a negative thing as Democrats?
Senator Fetterman gives me hope because he says, I'm a Democrat. If he says, I'm a good Republican, I'm switching parties, I'd have less impact. He said, no, I'm a Democrat. I can't understand what my party's doing. We're actually rooting against your hatred of Trump has us rooting against Trump, actually against Israel, who's siding with Iran, believing what Iran's saying when they've been consistently lying, when as he said last week, every candidate on the stage running for president last time said Iran can't have a nuclear weapon. This president makes sure they don't. And now you have people saying this president's out of control. We need the 25th Amendment. We got to get rid of him. It's just insane. Fetterman is not. And I'm as surprised as you are. This guy's had a stroke, been through all of this, dresses like a gym teacher, but really talks like an experienced, savvy, pro-American politician. Julian Epstein next. Another Democrat. Hussein.
Look
looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hi, this is Cindy at Lauk's Landscape Supply. Spring has sprung, and it's time for our annual spring sale, April 10th through the 19th at Lauk's Landscape Supply. Save big on the North State Turf Blend Lawn Seed and get a 25-pound bag for only $49.99. Our popular Garden Power Soil will be down to $51.99 a yard. Need to restock the tools in the shed? 15 to 20% off all the popular shovels, rakes, garden hoses, and so much more in the store. Pick up a 2.5-gallon jug of Granger Pro Concentrate to kill those weeds for only $59.99 each. A 5-cubic-foot contractor's blue steel wheelbarrow for only $199.99. Landscape fabric in all sizes marked at the lowest price of the year. Triple 15 is only $27.99 for a 50-pound bag. This and so much more at Lauk's Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersh, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Give us a call at 530-378-2220. Check us out on the web at laukslandscapesupply.com or just come see us at 6023 Churn Creek Road, April 10th through the 19th. Lauk's Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Got something to say, but nowhere to say it? KCNR Talk Radio can turn your ideas into a professional podcast that's heard across the North State and beyond. From concept to recording, KCNR's local team makes it simple for businesses, nonprofits, and community voices to launch their own show. Stand out, be heard, and build your own audience with KCNR Podcast Services. Call 530-605-4565 or visit KCNRradio.com to get started today.
show like no other. It's Brian Kilmeade.
You're in 11th grade right now, and you're a third year of college. What would you be telling that young man and woman to focus on?
Learn how to think. Learn how to think for yourself, be independent, have a little grit, have a little courage. Read everything. Don't get weaponized by the left or the right. Be smart. Have a heart. Be part of a team as opposed to, you know, pound your chest and be about yourself. They're going to have more jobs than we ever did. You know, they're going to probably have more flexibility over time. They'll have a great career. The notion that productivity in the United States can go down, that's not going to happen. What's going to happen is jobs will change over time.
That is Jamie Dimon on with us, talking about some career advice for people in this generation who are changing careers or just breaking in and starting one. Bill Gurley has the same approach, a general partner at Benchmark, a leading venture capital firm in Silicon Valley, author of a brand new book, Running Down a Dream, How to Thrive in a Career You Actually Love. Bill, welcome.
Thanks for having me on, Brian. Hey, appreciate it.
Bill, how long did it take you to find a career you loved?
It took about 6 years from college, I guess. I worked as an engineer for 2 years, realized that wasn't. So that was my undergrad degree. It was computer engineering. Worked as an engineer for 2 years, realized that that wasn't what I wanted to do the rest of my life. Went to business school, went from there to Wall Street. So I guess it's going to be more like 7 years. Right. And then I worked on Wall Street for 4 years before I made my way into venture capital, which I would definitely declare was my dream job.
So your game plan was just go out and find something. No specific. Go find something you really loved and you could excel at the same time.
Yeah, I don't view either the first two stops as something that was negative. It was just I came up with this heuristic that I think a lot of people could use, which is after a couple of years in the role, I asked myself, is this something I want to do for the next 30 years? Like, do I see myself? And in both those cases, there were people in the organization that were lifers that I could look at and imagine myself and say, is this going to be me? And I realized it wasn't me. So I took a pivot and went in a different direction. I think young people should be very comfortable trying to recognize if they're in a place they don't want to spend the rest of their life in. Life gets really short very quickly. It seems like you're going to live forever when you're 23, 24. And by the time you're 40, it's pretty clear that's not going to happen.
Right. So, and you had certain things you did along the way. You don't regret trying to find your way through that, through the maze to find out what you like. Are you trying to give people a shortcut? So it wouldn't take 6 years to find what you're going to like, or is it necessary for everyone to find their way?
Yeah, so the book's divided into two pieces, profiles and principles. So we have stories of success and tools of success. And the first tool is called Chase Your Curiosity, and it's about trying to find this thing that you're truly fascinated by. And I think there are certain people who know that at 11 years old, and there's some people who don't find it till they're 40. And if you don't have it, I borrowed from a lot of the people, that the greats that have written in this category, but a ton of different exercises you can do to try and find that thing. The real test, I think, the greats in every field tend to be continuous learners. They're people that are just so fascinated by what they do that they study it constantly, not just at the beginning of their career, but beginning, middle, end. And I don't think you can have that level of studiousness if you're not fascinated by what it is. You just get bored. And so, and look, we've taught a whole bunch of children how to grind. Like starting in sixth grade, everybody's worried about what college you're going to get into. And we start packing the kid's resume and we pack their schedule and they grind and grind and grind and grind. We used to let them pick, or we used to tell them they couldn't pick their major until their end of sophomore year in college. Now a lot of schools, you have to apply to a major as you apply to the college. So you're now 17 and people are like, what do you love? What are you going to do the rest of your life? And they just get into this system and they're running and they're running and they're running. And there's not a lot of time for reflection as to what is it that you truly love. I also think many well-intentioned parents, counselors, advisors, you know, can't help but worry about economic stability, which tends to push people towards safe careers, so-called safe careers. And AI is now making some of those safe careers not so safe.
So they say AI right now, on average, is taking 16,000 jobs per month over the past year. So that's really, you know, these are usually high educated people who expect to get a good entry level job. Even Jamie Dimon was telling us last week that those jobs are being taken up by AI, a lot of the analysts and some of the entry level work.
Yeah, and there's others, paralegals. I think there, I've met many partners at law firms that have already, you know, drastically pared back the number of paralegals they have. So, yeah, I didn't write this book. I started this book way before LLMs took off, and I didn't write it to be a solution for that. But what I would tell you is the rote algorithms that you learn in college, those are all in the models. So if you're not the type of person who's so hyper curious that you're living on the edge, I think you're at risk. Now, if you are a paralegal and you work with 30 other paralegals and you're the one that knows AI the most, you're going to be safe. And so as a side note, unrelated to the book, I think for everyone, you know, if you want to protect yourself against AI, you want to be the most AI enabled version of yourself you possibly can be.
Right. Bill, don't you somehow, like, if people love their job, but they know after working 40 hours a week, they're still not able to make ends meet, what role does that have to play in loving your occupation? If you're going paycheck to paycheck, yet you love going to work every day, can you still be happy?
Yeah, I don't know how many of those people they are. I mean, these Gallup poll surveys show only 23% of people, you know, self-identify as engaged and thriving at work. And the rest of them, you know, are fairly ambivalent about what they do. And what I found, most of the stories in the book involve people that are in careers your parents would tell you not to go into. And what I found is that when people are truly fascinated in high agency, they tend to do so well in their job that they don't struggle financially. But I just don't know how many people are in a job that they don't. That they think they love but just don't make money.
So, I mean, it's easy to figure out when you're at 23, you have a job you don't like, you keep moving occupation. So the things you could do in school to get you ready, so at 22, 23, when you get out, you're pursuing something you potentially could make your life work.
Yeah, I mean, I think the real test is, like, what are you fascinated by? A number of the people we studied actually ended up pivoting into their hobby. You know, but because that's the thing that they spend so much time on. When I was an engineer, I was at home at night. I had started trading stocks. I had learned how, I had read Peter Lynch's book, One Up on Wall Street. I had this Value Line subscription and I was studying stocks, and it should have been a clue to me that that's where I was going to end up going. And so, like, really getting in touch with the thing that you're fascinated by. Because then you get this self-perpetuate machine where you're just going to constantly be ahead of everybody else. And another way to think about this, if you're in a career that you don't really love and there's somebody else that has that fascination, they're going to outrun you. Like, they're going to outrun you. They're going to outperform you in interviews. They're going to crush it. And you're not.
So, you know, you picked Uber ahead of time, Zillow, OpenTable. You made some good bets early on. Is that the fun of it? The competing to find out what the next big thing is going to be?
Yeah, there's a couple of things that drew me to venture capital. One, I really adore technology. I like understanding technology. And so new technologies, you know, are ways that new startups are able to succeed. And so that was fascinating to me. I like business strategy. I learned that at business school. You know, when I was 18, we would go to Vegas and count single deck blackjack. And so I kind of like gambling a little bit. And all those things are kind of present in the venture game.
Right.
And being able to I remember when we backed OpenTable, there were three restaurants and, you know, we got to 20,000. And I remember being in Bali and going in a restaurant and seeing the device on the table. And that's, you know, having made the bet when there were three and then seeing that, that's rewarding for me.
And you look at some different people that have had successful, like Mr. Beast. Tell me about Mr. Beast.
Yeah, so one of the principles in the book is to embrace your peers, which is something that I don't think a lot of people talk about. When Jimmy Donaldson, Mr. Beast, was 17, he was trying to basically reverse engineer the game of YouTube. You know, how can I be most successful at YouTube? And that was all he was fascinated by. His parents wanted him to go to college, but he just loved this YouTube thing. He found three other people that were equally interested in YouTube. And so they would be on it. He claims they were on a Skype call like 16 hours a day for 4 years. And he also says, he said they all ended up making over $1 million. And he said, if a fifth person, random person, had been on those calls, they would have made $1 million too. Because they were at the forefront of this new thing, and the expertise they were sharing with one another wasn't zero sum. They could all go execute against it and rise and thrive together. And we have a number of stories in the book about people that have done this successfully, like, and, you know, in your line of work, I mean, do you spend time with people that do what you do other companies and other firms?
Absolutely. Yeah, you compete though in certain times, but I think it's so widespread. I think you always collaborate too. You also mentioned Bobby Knight, what he did to become the smartest basketball coach around during his generation.
Yeah, the Bobby Knight story, the early days of Bobby's journey, he was, I think, the most aggressive mentor pursuit story I've ever seen. And so he identified who the top 10 coaches were in college basketball, and he kind of ruthlessly pursued it. Like, he drove, in one story, he like drives 3 hours to a conference where he knows this coach is going to be, and then just tries to hustle to sit next to him at a table so that he can get to know him. But he did this like 10 different times. He'd show up at a coach's house and one thing, he showed up with like 150 plays on different note cards and asked the person to go through them with him, which seems maybe a little over the top, but most people wouldn't know that about his early journey, just how much he learned from the greats. And right. How aggressive he was about pulling that off.
Bill Gurley's with us now. He has written the book, Running Down a Dream, How to Thrive in a Career You Actually Love. Bill, the other thing is, it's just amazing how diverse the people you decide to feature are. And I think the overriding theme is, you got to be aggressively pursue what you like if you don't know. So even if you're eliminating things, that's progress.
No doubt. No doubt. There are other techniques in the book. There's a gentleman that runs the Acquired podcast. He came up with this idea of a side hustle. He said, if you're at an employer, ask them if in your spare time you can do something else. So now you're running two experiments rather than one. The employer, in his case, always viewed it as the individual being productive and trying to add value. So it looks positive on you anyway, but then you get to do another thing. And he started this thing called Microsoft Garage while he was at Microsoft that gave him exposure to venture capitalists. One of them ended up hiring him. When he was at the venture capital firm, he said, do you mind if I start a podcast as a side hustle? They said, sure. Of course, that ended up being his dream job, and now he does that full time.
Right. And Jeff Bezos, I know he's on the back of your book, and you said he was reading it, and one of his comments was, I started taking notes right after chapter one. And that backs up your other point, is that you're always learning. I mean, Jeff Bezos pretty much doesn't have to worry about money for generations, right? So he's trying to learn. Yeah. It doesn't stop.
It doesn't. And I fear, Brian, that we've created such a gauntlet of kind of sixth grade to end of college that these kids are exhausted and they come out thinking, oh man, I'm so done learning. I'm ready to go work. And, you know, for the best in their field, they just never stop learning. You know, they just are constantly, there's a story in the book I love where Kobe Bryant is 2009. He's already won four championships. And in the offseason, he calls Hakeem Olajuwon, who's been out of the league for 10 years, and says, can I fly down to Houston and spend 2 days with you and work on learning your footwork in the post, which is not a position Kobe plays. Like, I mean, it's just unbelievable. And then he won his fifth championship the next year. But like, that's a level of obsessive learning, you know, for someone who was considered one of the best of all time.
Yeah, no, the arrogance has no place with your methods.
Yeah, no, it doesn't. And in fact, things like embrace your peers is kind of, it kind of requires this lack of belief that it's a zero-sum game, that my win is your loss, this kind of whole sharp-elbowed attitude that I think some young adults, I think, come out with that mindset because they competed in athletics, so they have this notion that there's a winner and a loser. But in most career fields, there's a ton of winners. And so if you can get out of that notion of being, like, I'm not saying don't be competitive, because, like, I was certainly competitive, but don't think that I have to win at someone else's expense.
I love it. Yeah. Bill, definitely a worthy book. Every college kid has got to grab it and understand it's a journey and it's a pursuit. You're not going to wake up in the morning and just decide this is what I'm going to do. You got to pursue it and go find out. Bill Gurley, congratulations on running down a dream, how to thrive in a career you actually love. Bill, thank you.
Thanks for having me on. And as you mentioned, young kids, the graduation's upon us. So this is
perfect timing.
A graduation gift.
Yes, perfect timing. Career Services does not do enough for these guys getting out of college. It makes no sense to me. Bill, thank you very much. Back in a moment.
Where big stories meet bigger conversations. Stay informed and energized with the Brian Kilmeade Show.
My name is Whitney Allen, and I'm a widow. My husband, Ryan, died. We never thought we'd ever have to use life insurance, but the unexpected happened. With Ethos, signing up was fast and 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage. I'm grateful we were prepared.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term. Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
Greg is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Hi, I'm Greg. I'm not an actor. I'm just a regular person. 8 years ago, I just didn't feel like I was on my game. I started taking Prevagen, and I want people to know that Prevagen has worked for me. Give it a try. I want it to help you just like it has helped me.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
All right, folks, as we approach Liberty Island, you'll see the iconic Statue of Liberty, standing tall at over 300 feet. The torch in her hand symbolizes a beacon of hope that's held up by her very wavy arm.
If you have geographic atrophy, or GA, subtle changes in vision could mean it's progressing toward irreversible vision loss. IZERVAY, or Avacincaptad Pegol, is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. It's proven to slow GA progression and could preserve your remaining vision for longer, so you can keep seeing the world around you. Don't take IZERVAY if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. IZERVAY can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. IZERVAY may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't wait for your vision changes to progress. Ask your retina specialist about IZERVAY today. To learn more, call 1-855-IZERVAY or go to IZERVAY.com. Paid for by Astellas Pharma.
Hello, everyone. This is Ainsley Earhart. Thank you for joining me for the 52-episode podcast series, The Life of Jesus.
Neil McDonough portrays Jesus. Stacey Keach, Sean Astin, Michael York, and Kristen Bell provide the voices for some of Jesus' notable followers. A listening experience that will provide hope, comfort, and understanding of the greatest story ever told, The Life of Jesus.
Make sure to spread the word.
Listen and follow now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you listen to podcasts. From the Fox News Podcasts Network,
this is Jason Chaffetz from the Jason in the House podcast. Join me every Monday to dive deeper into the latest political headlines and chat with remarkable guests to hear their take on American life, politics, and entertainment. And don't forget, there's always somebody doing something stupid somewhere.
Listen and follow now at foxnewspodcast.com
or wherever you download podcasts.
Must listen to podcasts from Fox News Audio. Fox News Books has boasted a host of bestsellers. Now, Fox News Books enters the world of podcasting. This season, the Fox News Books podcast presents The Miracles Among Us. For its first season, Fox News Books will present this special podcast brought to you by the author, Fox News senior medical analyst, Dr. Mark Siegel. The Miracles Among Us on the Fox News Books podcast. Listen and follow now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.
Hello, everyone. This is Ainsley Earhart. Thank you for joining me for the 52-episode podcast series, The Life of Jesus.
Neil McDonough portrays Jesus. Stacey Keach, Sean Astin, Michael York, and Kristen Bell provide the voices for some of Jesus' notable followers. A listening experience that will provide hope, comfort, and understanding of the greatest story ever told, The Life of Jesus.
Make sure to spread the word.
Listen and follow now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
The more you'll know. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Just me and you talk.
Just you and me.
Yeah. Hey, you run a re-election, and if you are re-elected, are you considering running for president?
Just you and me.
Just me and you. Just between us.
Look, we have, I think, some incredibly talented folks in the Democratic Party. And what I think we are poised to do, if we have this national referendum in the midterms, and if people show up in record numbers, we have an opportunity to have a real debate within our party about what we stand for, about what our affirmative vision is, which can't just be about banging Donald Trump every day. It has to be about what we are going to do to make people's lives better.
Well, that's a start. I have not heard from anybody else. They're still saying impeachment, 25th Amendment, stop Donald Trump. We got to get his people into court and prosecute him and Pam Bondi. Go. I mean, that's basically Governor Shapiro talking to Al Sharpton. He's got his big meeting now. Al Sharpton has every Democratic candidate who wants to run in 28 was asked to come and invited if you're interested in coming and if you want to come and say you're not going to run. But he also talked about how powerful Kamala Harris is. I know Pete Buttigieg is going, Ro Khanna is going, Andy Beshear is going. And then I guess Al Sharpton is going to pose, you know, I guess compose himself as a power broker there. And then see, they're all going to say reparations in America is a horrible racist place, because I hope they don't, but I'm afraid they are. By the way, if you want to check me out on stage with History of Liberty and Laughs going to morph into Uniting the States, go check me out on BrianKilmeade.com. Next date, May 30th, Reno, Nevada. Then July 11th, Pensacola, Florida. And in October, Red Bank, New Jersey.
Folks, as we approach Liberty Island, you'll see the iconic Statue of Liberty, standing tall at over 300 feet. The torch in her hand symbolizes a beacon of hope that's held up by her very wavy arm.
If you have geographic atrophy, or GA, subtle changes in vision could mean it's progressing toward irreversible vision loss. IZERVAY, or Avastin Captid Pegol, is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. It's proven to slow GA progression and could preserve your remaining vision for longer, so you can keep seeing the world around you. Don't take IZERVAY if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. IZERVAY can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. IZERVAY may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't wait for your vision changes to progress. Ask your retina specialist about IZERVAY today. To learn more, call 1-855-IZERVAY or go to IZERVAY.com. Paid for by Astellas Pharma.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com. The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.